Blog Talk Radio.
Godfather Soul James Brown, Papa Don't Take No Mess. And this is a special shout out to the fathers today. Papa Don't Take No Mess. I love it. I love it. This is what's happening this morning. We are here to bring us, I say, homage to the fathers. And for the first time, Father's Day and Juneteenth, precise on the same day, June 19th. Now, this is not by coincidence. This is not by, you know, fairy tale. This is a very well orchestrated, well constructed thing that took place. And it's a lot behind Juneteenth. Now, we grew up in the below, Buffalo, New York. You know, we love you. And I gave this morning a shout-out to my father, still alive. I told him thank you, because I couldn't get here without your help. I appreciate the love. And as black men, we got to learn to tell our family members, and particularly our children, particularly. You have to say I love you and give them some encouragement, because you don't be surprised. Those words right there, they could be good and evil. You could be lying and telling the truth, but they somehow almost are magical words. I love you. So keep that thought this morning, this afternoon, and all through the rest of your day and all the rest of your week, to acknowledge the kids that you brought forth as fathers, and also the help of those mothers, because you know. And you say to this, why? Why do we have to hear the facts? Because the facts matter on this program. We don't want you to leave this program in disillusion, falsehood of thoughts and patterns that we've always been taught as children, or whatever you want to call yourself, offspring, kids, whatever. But the day, Juneteenth, that we grew up, since I was, 10 years old, we always had Juneteenth. Buffalo, New York always had Juneteenth. I mean, Rick James era, Juneteenth was big. Big, man. I mean, big. We had parades, concerts, all kinds of stuff. It has diminished throughout the years, of course, the years. But the significance was we were taught that Texas did not know about this proclamation. And rightfully so. There was no internet, everybody. We got to look at this thing for what it is today. Both of these celebrations are connected. Both of them. Both of them are brought forth through the Civil War. Mother's Day, which we just had not too long ago, was started by a white woman who lost and got tired of losing their kids during the Civil War. Father's Day, many people don't know that, started by a white woman, Sonora Dobbs of Spokane, Washington. She was listening to a Mother's Day sermon in 1909 and then wanted to have a special day for her father, who was William Smart. He was a widower and a Civil War veteran. See all this connection from the Civil War? These two pronounced holidays have come to fruition. Now, it took a few years for Galveston to get to this, because unfortunately there's no internet, so it took an army to go into Texas, the Lone Star State. Now, ain't that strange? The state with the five-pointed star, the Lone Star State, is the last state in the Union to recognize or even knew that. Now, do we believe that they didn't know? Let's just say that during this time, Texas was the hotbed for the Democratic KKK party. It's amazing. That's what it was. I put stuff to show you. I went to the Records Library of Congress. During Juneteenth, the 2 years that we are celebrating, mostly every black was a Republican. Within 2 years, we're going to talk about that too. We're going to bring facts to the matter. And not only was Galveston a hotbed, it's where the Confederacy went and fled. They fled to Texas because they had to know, because see, they fled to Texas because it was the only spot that they could flee to at the time, because all the other spots was taken over by the Union. And if you look at some of the old pictures, all Masonically put together, I mean, they in their garb. You got brothers with guns, brothers with rifles, brothers with six shooters. I mean, amazing what's going on during this Juneteenth period. Black soldiers are going into the states to make sure slavery was put away with. So they don't even show you that in movies. That most of the troops in the Civil War was children and blacks. Then we go on to state that these two holidays, again, started by white women. Now, I don't know how y'all could psychologically all the time be going off on this stuff, but then don't know your founding of all these holidays. And Juneteenth basically became into effect based on the fact this year because it's necessary for what is being planned with the number 19. And we're going to get deep this morning, so get ready, because Father's Day is no joke. Papa ain't going to take no mess. We're going to let all y'all across the 10 regions talk about your fathers and your mothers if you want to, because you couldn't get there without those two. And so we're going to get this program. But I just want to keep it on the track for the first few episodes of what we're going to talk about, which just means that, you know, we're celebrating something that we didn't even know who the foundations are. Both of them started from a Civil War perspective. Texas, let's understand clearly, all persons were freed by the Republic, but because the Southern Confederacy viewed themselves as an independent nation. Now, ain't that what they're talking about now? See, the Southern Confederacy viewed themselves as an independent nation. So they didn't give a damn about no emancipation, immediate free of all enslaved people, because the rebel government would not enforce Lincoln's proclamation. Interesting what's happening. Got to pay attention because it's going to get deep. Texas was a stronghold to the Confederacy, a refugee, and all of them slaveholding population, the slave property by migrating to Texas. All of them took all their slaves, all their property, and moved to Texas. That's why you got such a high concentration of blacks in Texas. Then it goes on to state that General Edmund Kirby Smith, they don't show you who he went with. He went with an army of blacks with guns. And, you know, if you look at some of the old pictures, they have the Ku Klux Klan doing the work of blacks at the old cartoons. All you got to do is look at the old pictures of back in those eras, and the drawings were magnificent. They're in the Library of Congress. You can even go on. What beautiful drawings. Everything was cartoon form, just like today. And so we got Father's Day, we got Mother's Day, and we got Juneteenth, all started from the Civil War era that we all practice to this day. It's 100 years anniversary of Father's Day. So we about to get real deep in here. I just want to get a lot of y'all on the line early so we can get the shout outs out to everybody who want to make them, because family is becoming a deadly endangered species in America. If you don't know what I mean, you'll figure it out by the end of this show. Back in them days, immediately upon being freed, this is all through all the archives, they went looking for their families, their daughters, their sons. So obviously family love was on point. Ask yourself today, 100 years later, what is it? We're going to have a perspective of all that we talk about this afternoon. And then let me go into Father's Day, because Mother's Day is the first that was ever recognized. It took Father's Day to be recognized. It took three presidents, Calvin Coolidge, Lyndon B. Johnson, and Tricky Dick Nixon, actually made it a law in 1972. So you see, from the Civil War time of a commemoration, officially didn't come until decades later. So we see Tricky Dick went along with the father thing too. So that's why he's called Tricky Dick. But we're going to have a wonderful, wonderful program this afternoon. And we're going to try to get as many of you online as possible. Because again, the Civil War is always talked about. As we talk right now, people say we're in the Civil War right now. The blue states, the red states, all gangster colors, Crips, Bloods, all that, red and blue, all magic colors that they go by. And so far we see it became a holiday finally, Juneteenth. Now we happy. We jumping around. We got a little parade down here in South Florida, nothing major. They didn't even know what it was. Many blacks never experienced. They heard of some. They never experienced Juneteenth because it was not part of their curriculum or neighborhood. Ours was. So now we got groups here don't even know why they getting off on Monday. The county didn't really explain to them. And you know, when they did find out, you should have seen their faces. And they said, oh, it was because the blacks were freed. I thought, yeah, Texas didn't recognize it yet. And because we give such shoddy ass history, We think it, the 2 years it was taken because they were still fighting. It was 2 years. Just because they signed the proclamation, it took, didn't take hold for almost 2 to 3 years in certain places. But once it took hold, blacks were the most prosperous group in America. The indigenous was back on top. Look at yourselves back and look at the pictures. Suits, tailored. I mean, cut to the T. Double-breasted. Haircuts cut to the T. Barber was a magnificent thing back in them days. Still is, ain't it? Grooming oneself was a popular thing amongst the people. Pianos made of real wood, almost in our houses. See, you only want to hear about our slave shit. You don't want to hear about our resurrection. See, that resurrection would have lasted if it wasn't for a handshake. So this morning, we're going to get this program started. I hope to have all who said they're coming on, please come on. I'll make sure that everybody get a chance to talk, so I'm going to shut up in a few. So give me about 2 to 3 more minutes of rambling on about what we're going to do today and how we're going to do it and what's going to make a change starts today in your own mind. Are you tired of hearing these lies? You got Juneteenth only because they needed you to stay quiet. That's why. That's why. They wanted you to stay quiet. Be cool. But we're going to flip the script. See, Juneteenth, it came with some power. You don't think the Confederacy would have gave up that easily? They was fighting. They was getting down. It's called General Orders Number 3. Look it up. They issued the General Orders. If you didn't go along with the General Orders, they was confiscating your goods, your houses, your property, just like they're going to do soon here when the next Civil War, which starts on July the 4th. Mark my words. July the 4th, you will have a cyber attack in certain areas. Prepare. They're already happening now. This is why it's called the Civil War. The question today is, are we free at last? Many churches will be singing that. Free at last. Thank God Almighty we're free at last. Ask yourself the question before you even think about running to church today. Playing that game is, are we free? All right. This is the show called The Healer's Biblical Hour. We are about to bring it on. The fire is going to get intensified. But first, we want to give everybody a chance to shout out. Ask for some pillars to come on. And hopefully they're there. I got 8554. I'm bringing you in. You're always on time, brother. Appreciate you for joining. Anything special you want to say to your people's family? I know everybody got that. And family members.
I'm gonna be honest with you.
Give each other enough credit on how important we are to each other until we in the grave crying at the funeral. Go ahead, brother.
Nah, I'm gonna be honest with you. I think this is like you kind of hit it on it earlier. I think this is all just a distraction. Now, I don't think it's an accident. Hopefully, Brother Kwame is listening today. So what happened? Today's Father's Day is also the beginning of the summer solstice. That ain't no accident.
Right.
So with that being said, one small thing I got to say about my father, he always encouraged me to read, to do research. This is before the internet, Google, all that other bullshit. You know, don't take stuff for face value. That said on the news. So right. Not knowing at the time that he actually put me on the path of doing research, which enhances a person's thinking and his growth. And that's something that's kind of lacking now, especially with us and a lot of our communities. But not to take up a whole lot of time. Now, you mentioned about like these white women starting up these holidays and stuff like that. Now, ironically, I don't know if I sent you this article, Jeff Bezos' ex-wife is one of the richest women in America right now.
Right.
And why ironically, she just donated $5 million to one of the city colleges here in Chicago and another $40 million to the University of Illinois Chicago. Now, why I bring this up, because it's actually Kennedy King College. It's one of the city colleges in Chicago. It's mm-hmm. right around the corner from where they had that massacre where them eight people had just got shut up some days ago. And yesterday, another one of the people had died.
Mm.
So why you got these... Yeah.
Me and you talked about that briefly, but it was right around there where it happened. I said, wow, that's amazing, man, that was going on. What's the general? I got a 3364. I hope that's Brother Kwame. I'm going to bring y'all out.
This is Bud, Brother Kwame. What's up, my brothers?
Oh, hey, okay. Here, we got
what's
we got
going
another,
on?
Another trooper. Hey, I'm seeing zip codes. So I don't know.
Yes,
I said that looks like Georgia. Go ahead, man. Appreciate you coming on. And
Yes, sir.
That's your day, but you know, understand it well. It's the summer sauces. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Our amendment to Juneteenth, man. Okay, they had communication back then. They had them telegraph wires, so the Negroes know that the Emancipation Proclamation was signed, but them slave monsters didn't want to let them go. So that's why the troops and everything, and them brothers come down there with them things to free to get our folks off them plantations. Okay, and then 6 months after Juneteenth, another state end up freeing their slaves. 6 months after June is December, and that was in what? Antoinette, Delaware. Check Delaware history. They were one of the last places to free their slaves. Antoinette, Delaware, one of the real 13 colonies, man. So that documented, and it's a fun time to be alive, man. And I love it.
Oh,
and see with the Juneteenth, like I agree with Brother D. It's symbolism. But it's backfiring on their ass, because if you had to prove that you had slaves and letting them free, then you got to pay them reparation, bro. So that they don't want to have
critical race
theory.
Juneteenth, if you like you just said earlier, and hope y'all look this up, like your brother saying, Juneteenth, it was a military behind General that we named earlier. He had an army, guys. He didn't go there just by himself and say, hey, we're here. They had an army of mm-hmm. unbelievable black force. And so great.
That's right.
Let me say this real quick before you get to the next quarter. Now you gotta remember, now here in Illinois, the governor signed off of for it to be a paid holiday, which for us was Friday. All the governors didn't sign off on this. We gotta remember, we talk about these tiers of the governments here in the United States. You got your federal government, your state, local, municipalities, your city, and your county. Every state did not sign off on this. So we got to remember that, because everybody is not celebrating this. Just like remember with the Martin Luther King holiday. What was it? Arizona was one of the last states to sign off on it. Everybody's not doing it.
Yeah, and agree. Florida gave us a paid. But like I said before, they don't know what it is. I happily explained it to them, and I showed them. See, I showed them the pictures of us having guns, having rifles. We was in the Masonic salute. We was the military. We were the military.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
Yeah,
we were the military.
Yes, sir. And I want to say one more thing, man.
Go ahead.
With this red and blue that you brought up, I just seen a fast picture they showed with Biden and Putin, right? Biden had on a blue tie and Putin had on a red tie. Both of them sitting together. Bam, they running this scam on everybody, man. Them fuckers running this scam. Like I tell y'all.
Oh, we going to get – don't even worry about that. I told you going to get hot. I'm glad you brought that up, but we're going to keep it light for this next few fire. That's exactly right. It's a color game going on. It's called the Art of War, the color game. Look it up. It's color war. It's called a color war. 6445.
That goes into your color revolution, George Soros, but I'm a
Well, that's where we got it from, the color revolution. There you go. You got it. Go ahead. 6445.
Yes. Hey, how you doing?
Oh, man. Another special guest, Dr. Randy. Good to have you with us this morning. I appreciate you taking your time out. I'm going to let you go right ahead. Me and you talked about a lot of things that's happening, and you right there in the heart of the D.C. connection. Go ahead. Appreciate this morning, man. I want to say a shout out to your family and everything, but please do what you
Just
do.
Shout out to everybody. Who you gonna call? Coon Busters. we got Buster Coons. In fact, they should call it Coonteenth, because the same people who fought to get this thing passed could be fighting to get reparations and black farmers and everybody else, and they're lukewarm. In fact, this is consistent with the little hippopotamus-looking Jamaican sister down in Texas, Sheila Jackass Lee. She promised that there would be no monetary disbursement to black folks for reparations. So they're doing all this symbolic stuff. That's like, you know, a woman can have she could have a storage unit full of sex toys, but she will never get pregnant. We ain't going to ever get free the way we need to be until we get our damn money. In fact, pardon my language, but my expression is MFM, that stands for motherfucking money.
There you go.
We need
You want a Helios? Hey, the Helios is hot, so feel free. That's why we got free.
We want our MFM, and we want it now. Juneteenth means nothing on a certain level. Now, let me be clear. I'm happy for anyone that can enjoy it, celebrate it. I'm always happy for anything we have. But to give us a holiday when blacks in Ohio, Cleveland in particular, 4, 5, 6 times more likely to be evicted as the Chinese are buying up Cleveland and Detroit, as they've done nothing about people who were not allowed to work, now we're going to see a mass dispossession of black people from owned and rented properties across the country. I mean, giving me a holiday when I don't have work, I'm already on a holiday. I'm on a slave holiday with no money. And then on top of that, the day after you celebrate or 2 days after it, hear what you're going to get. You got the bug breaking, what's it saying, bareback LGBTQ folks who are getting their big vote tomorrow for the Gay Equality Act, where they're going to make everything. In fact, Juneteenth is going to end up being a gay holiday because at some point people are going to have to tell the truth that Abraham Lincoln was bisexual. And so they're going to say, we freed y'all. Oh, it's coming. Look, this is a street not far from
where
we live.
Hold on. I've seen that. You're so right. Brother D, you're so right. Brother D sent me something. It said, I think I sent some of y'all in a text. It said, reparation for gays. They said it's time past due. I've seen that article. Go ahead.
They're piggybacking, because what's going to happen, there is a push for reparations for gays, and it's moving. And they've gotten some, they'll get more. But in reality, they always get what we fight for. We fight for civil rights, the gays, the white women, the Asians, the Arabs. I mean, even the Martians and all got something, and blacks didn't. I know one thing. Juneteenth guarantees federal workers get the day off. You're here in D.C., a federal worker, a significant number of them are LGBTQ. They're the ones that can get in there. They're the ones with the hookups. They're the ones with the network. This is almost another day for somebody to part their cheeks and let someone slide into them. In reality, what really needs to be an appropriation, some funds, some stuff where we can get paid for 20, 30 years. We're talking about student loan forgiveness. And for black farmers, you know, my cousin down in Virginia is the president of the National Black Farmer Association. You got white folk fighting against black people only. However, the $5 billion is split 4 ways. So they're only angry at the part the blacks get, but they're ignoring the money that the others get. So they're going to get what? Blacks are going to get $1.25 billion. That's not even walking around money for black farmers. They've already lost everything. They should be talking about giving those people $10 or $20 billion. For just black farmers, sure they can. They can give Israel billions to blow up black and brown people down the Middle East. They can do something for black tax-paying farmers and their families right here.
All right. Hold tight, because I'm going to give you some time to roll some more, because you hit on so many topics.
Hey, Drybone.
Go ahead.
Hey, to piggyback on what Dr. Short was saying now, ironically, this just came out yesterday. The Chicago Police Lieutenant David Brown, they created a special task force to work with the LGBTQ community here. And also that so-called mass shooting we had here last week, that house, come to find out, was owned by a Mexican officer, and they pulled him. They stripped him all his police powers. But with that being said, all these Mexicans here is buying up all the property here in this city of Chicago. So
yeah.
But there it is.
From Chapo's wife.
What'd you say about the brother?
Sure. Basically.
Let me ask you, because you know a lot. You're in D.C., and I'm going to take a call. I got 9927 coming up. I'm going to get some more calls. But you're taking the show in the direction that we're going to end up at anyway. What do you take by this Equality Act? We got Claiborne. These are all southern states. And I put up today, and I don't know if anybody's seen it. This just come out their own Library of Congress, that they have vowed with the handshake to get blacks to vote against their own interests. This is in their own Masonic Library of Congress, everybody. Just go look it up. They do a handshake, and they say, keep them at bay. I don't understand how we can't see this. Now, this is in D.C.
They can't see it.
Let me ask you a question, because you got a prominent family. I'm going to take the next call. I want you to ask this question. There's a lot of rich blacks, obviously. Now, let's go here. Because during the Civil War and during this time, like you just said, The Wire, they had all blacks were in the mix because they had to be the surveyors. To create war, you got to survey the land. You get the best people to do that. So do you think there's an undercurrent of real power of unseen black folks that we just don't know?
They have some power because they have power that's been allowed them. Over 60, 70 some odd million of us here. Okay,
right.
You know the numbers that they give on, right? The numbers don't make any sense, right? So, I mean, it doesn't make any sense in Florida. They'll tell you they're just 2-3 million blacks in Florida, but if you have 1 million folks who can't vote, right? I mean, then that means practically nobody in Florida votes. If Florida didn't have any blacks voting, why would they mess with the elections down there constantly? Which means a number that they say 2-2.5 million. They might say 3 million sometimes. The number's probably 5 or 6 or 6.5 towards 7 if you count everybody. That number is too big. So these black folks who are in these positions and appointed, they're put there and kept there, the Boulay and others, to keep us down, and they're getting rich off of it. I don't know if you heard, but the Boulé was talking to Biden about all the money if they do this big infrastructure bill, the same way that they sent the money from, what's this thing? Help me out for a second. The GI Bill went to the Veterans of Foreign Wars and the American Foreign Legion, managed the mortgage monies after World War II.
That's
the Boulé
The Marshall Plan,
The Boulé is going to get the money. If Biden gets his big infrastructure bill, it's going to go through the crooked black elite. So it's only going to go for the Greeks and the other people, and the rest of black folks ain't going to get nothing like it
all. All right. Hold on. Happy Father's Day. We about to lay down. I told you, we about to get hot. I'm about to put some more fire. The sun is on fire down here in Florida and across the region. Let me get some more callers. Stay with us, brother. Just meet yourself. Brother 9927.
Every day is Father's Day for the real fathers, not the pretend ones, the real ones. And if you look at the calendar, remember we always have to relate everything to the other calendar, the satanic calendar. Everything starts on what? The 19th. Juneteenth is on the 19th. And what's the day? Father's Day is on the 20th. So we in a ritual right now. And he said we just already had some killings before the ritual started. This is a celebration. We always have it, remember, every month, the 19th through the 22nd, right? The 19th through the 22nd on the Satanic calendar.
That's
how every month is their celebration, every month, ritual celebration. So it is not a mistake that these days is put into effect. And yes, Juneteenth is a distraction.
But you know, we had Juneteenth.
Now all of a sudden, we got to get Biden.
We had Juneteenth forever in Buffalo. I mean, we used to have fun at Juneteenth.
It's not like that anymore.
I said that earlier. Juneteenth was so big. Rick James. I mean, we had some of the baddest people, concerts, everything was still
up. Growing up.
It was big.
But
and then it went totally small. It went to like a baby thing. It went from being great to being nothing. And this happened
right
here in
because
Florida.
Because we had the programming with the violence, you know, the gang programming program. So once all of these was initiated, you know, started tearing down your neighborhoods and all this stuff, and, you know, the mindset got programmed again. It's always getting programmed into something negative for destruction because, again, everything is a weapon. We are all used as weapons. So now we got, like you said, you got the rich black people that is the criminals, you know, that's going to get all the money, and none of the money is going to go like it's supposed to around everybody that need it. So everything, you know, it's a,
well, let me
I know
ask
we
you
need
this.
The money because
let,
the
let
news,
me ask you this as a woman.
I know we need the money because it's a financial, it, because it's in existence. We didn't put it in the universe to have money. So now we didn't put it in the universe that we need to be financial freedom. When the hell did money become financial freedom? We're still paying. We're not free. You're paying taxes every fucking month out your ass. How are you free? Take the tee off, you're getting axed. They're asking us every day. It's a weapon. Everything is used as a weapon. So there's no way in hell, because it is hell, that we are free. Nobody's free on this planet. How are you paying?
When you
for
mention the universe,
resources?
Universal income is used as a weapon too. Look at that.
Exactly.
Look at that brother that killed his baby mama up in Indianapolis because she didn't want to give up that check. We killing
Listen,
each other over money.
These people are so programmed, dude, this black young man, because he's under the influence of alcohol, was trying to fight his baby mama over a black and mild. And they had to call the police.
Wow.
So you tell me.
A black and mild.
This is not a program.
Oh,
this is something.
Oh, man.
It's a lot of shit going on mentally.
Wow.
I'm kidding.
That's where
we're
at. Wow,
that's crazy.
But you know what?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. I'm gonna let you go. Stay with me. Don't go nowhere. I gotta bring some. Now we got these holidays. I'm gonna tell you right now. We're gonna spend a lot of money on food for this. We got the NBA. They made sure They made sure we had a Father's Day game. They making sure everything's in place to keep us sedated. And we understand that.
Right.
So what I'm saying to everybody today is take a look at your commercials. Take a look at your commercials. Make sure you pay attention to what they're showing you throughout your television day. If you can decipher that, you probably somebody making a lot of noise. So please, we trying to make everything.
No, you
heard.
Got feedback, bro.
Okay. Well, you know, that's the airwaves, y'all. I hope y'all know it. Thank y'all for telling me because I need to know if they messing with the airwaves. I have no power over the airway. That's the prince of the power of the air, for those of you with the Bible. And that's a deep scripture. If you don't know it, you better look it up. It's called the prince of the power of the air. That's deep. Let's go to 6661. I'm going to keep all y'all on the line. I do got something for all y'all because y'all going to have to answer some questions today on how this can happen when the president of the United States is also dealing with the most powerful mystic in the country, Paschal Randolph, who is mulatto, telling him everything. And they also say that Lincoln looked like Alpha Lincoln Africana. So black folks even freed themselves and don't even know it.
Oh, man. Great dawning, bro. Great dawning. First of all, I like, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, bro. Much love.
Okay.
Much love, bro.
First of all, I'd like to say Mujuba to my ancestors and those native ancestors of mine that traveled from the greater and lesser Antilles and that were also sovereign to this land, they were known as Kalanagas that spoke the Arawak language, and you know that's where you got the Pig Latin and so forth and so on. I would like to say Mujuba to all the other ancestors whose shoulders I stood on as well that were also here, and to all the other people that are on the line and around the countries in the different zones, and you know, that are here on this line and are energizing this line, that we speak, that we keep on speaking the truths that are inevitable, and to that make and establish the foundation that we all come to at this point, which is truth and facts, and facts that do matter. And facts, they nullify all the lies that the people have been told here and continue to be told, because, you know, the shackles of the chains were freed. However, the other shackles, those pillars, the left and right pillars of the brain and the mind, are steady under siege and are still being held hostage to this day. But see, the people back then, the people thought they were free, or they didn't know they were free, and they were still fighting the war, some in establishment of the Republic. And we're seeing the same battle that we see to this day. This is the Revolutionary War, Civil War 4.0, 5.0, 5G.0, and this is what we see today. And we're going to be fighting against those Sambos, the Sambos that Brother Shorter spoke about, that are continuously selling their people short. Those are going to be the ones that pay the price for where we at now. And when we get to, it's a new movie coming out called The Real Purge. When that real purge hits, boy, look at here. It's going to be a price to pay. All the, you know, talk about all the pastors and the preachers and the politicians and those boules that sold their people short. When the truth finally comes out, it's a price to pay for the lies and deceit that you sold your people short for a piece of silver. They ain't giving them gold. Only the elite going to get gold, but a piece of silver.
A piece. Now, let's go there. Stop. Let's go there. Now, you can say something. See, this is where we're going through with the Bitcoin. We're going to go deep now. Y'all about to get ready. They're setting the markets up. A piece of silver was what was betrayed by the Jesus story. Now, I was telling my own offspring, I said, you know, all our stories have the same ending. It's always the infiltrator within the story. But that ain't nothing new. It's in your Bible. It said before they could take the house of Israel, those of you who believe all this, it said we got to send in spies. Well, that's just telling you that we're going to spy on people when we spy networks. This earth is being ruled by spy networks. Now, we're going to get deep now. We got to go. We got to take it to that level.
James Bond, British intelligence, MI6.
British intelligence, yeah. All this is happening. And Madam Curry, all these, we've been taught this for a long time about spies. I mean, I Spy. We got the first black on TV, Bill Cosby, was I Spy. You need us to spy.
Yes, sir.
You need us to spy.
Double O.
You need us to spy.
Double O.
You can't do it without us.
Yeah, okay. all the Roland Martins and stuff that pushing this agenda of destroying ourselves, man. And you don't know, Roosevelt, whatever, Roosevelt Martin, that
roll
one.
Over, cause he's rolling.
Rollo, that's what Rollo is. Yeah, Rollo, yeah, him.
Now let me ask you this, because now I'm gonna tell you, go ahead, sister, finish your point. I'm gonna ask you a question about
Roland Martin, the brother that got the show right, always have everybody
right.
on.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, the one
he's
with the ass card, the ass.
But he's for, exactly, because he's for the vaccine. He's for, you know, but then he'll tell you he's Black Lives Matter and blah 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 and this, and then he try to bring out, yeah, he's for me.
Let me ask you this.
It's a gay thing.
But he got
what he's
though.
Letting you know.
He got
he's
show.
Always pushing us.
He's making money.
Stuck.
Hold on.
He's making money
now,
deceiving his own people.
Now, let me ask y'all, because again, y'all going to watch some of the best musicians tonight on these Juneteenth specials. We got Alicia Keys. We got a whole bunch of people. Now, as we get deep into this thing, we got to ask ourselves, I hope some of the older generation listening, I know my brother, shout out, brother Lou, much love, you're going to get strong. You know, we all have strong characters of people, whether it be a father who's your real father or somebody who isn't your real father or somebody who, you know, have taken on as your father. Y'all need to recognize that in order to energize this youth to see something different, they got to see us feel like we concerned about what's going on in a lot of ways. Let me explain this clearly. In order for black folks to believe all this, started from your own people for us to get to this level. Our own people taught us this big lie. They won't repent for the lie at all. If you notice, no repentance for lying this long. You just said Sheila Jackson Lee. Now, let me tell you what they did. This is going to be hurt a lot of people because, you know, we're going to throw this fire about that. See, there's two black groups here. You got the Caribbean. You got the Central American. You got the indigenous. And you got what is called some type of slave extraction that came from out of Africa. Now, no one wants to admit the brother just told you something that was so deep. I want you to jump in, brother. They just found that the Tuscusta Indian was found. The indigenous was found at a site here in Miami. Just last week, they talking about stopping excavation. What they found, they can't believe. They said they got sharpened weapons from shark teeth. This shit was like, boom. They know it's more. They going to stop excavation. I'm telling y'all, they have found so much stuff. They know what's up. They know what's up. Just look it up. He just told you earlier, his people came from the Tuscusta, a part of Florida, was found in downtown Miami on a big major project. And now they're going to stop because they said what they found, now they're getting involved. They're blocking off the shit. They're talking about they're going to make this shit the national. Look it up, everybody. Look it up. It was on our news and everything. Now, the Bahamian culture is a very powerful culture here in South Dade, but without no power. The Haitian is a very prevalent power here without no power. And you know the indigenous ain't got no power. But you got these blacks on Father's Day, on Juneteenth, that made it a holiday, and Sheila Jackson Lee told you ain't getting no money. You ain't getting no money. You ain't getting no money, right? That's what y'all told me. I'm summating all that y'all said so far. We ain't getting no money. This coming from the bones, y'all. The bones talking to the world. We ain't getting no money. And the gays have taken over all so-called black agenda. They've been taking over since the days of who? Since the days of who? They've been taking over since the days of Martin Luther King with Bernard Rustin. Bernard Rustin, we all heard it on this program, and I hope many others. Bernard Rustin was the mastermind behind all this. Now, everybody knows.
So that was the plan. That was the plan from the get-go.
That's the plan from the get-go. Now we finding out, I told y'all, see, that's where the cart come in, which I don't like to put into this equation, but see, y'all in the Helios, we going to put the cart in here. The hermaphrodite cult, if y'all look at all our shows, Tyler Perry got to come back on as a woman again. They about to pull it off.
Wow.
They about to put the okie doke. Now I'm going to go to this clip.
Hey, but Bones, it goes.
Hold on, I got to go to this clip because I'm at the time. I was talking while it gets loaded up. This is a big thing that happened with Tony Brown's Journal. Everybody was there in 1972 when the Father's Day came into effect. See, I brought it all together. Tony Brown had a show. He brought every leader. Elijah Muhammad was on by phone. You name it was on the show. Everybody. And yet, when you listen to this show, there's one dude that said it all, and he had a church called the Black Madonna in Chicago. Listen.
Can we ever be a part of the existing white institutions, or should we be developing our own? Can we as a people develop solutions to our dilemma fast enough to counteract the present rate of growth of the oppressive factors built into this society by institutional white racism? As black people, we must deal with the issue. Is it too late?
care about, you know, the whole concept of a power struggle between two black folks, neither one having any power, is absolutely ridiculous, and points out the basic problem that confronts all organizations that have been speaking here, other than CORE. Even the Muslim harangue did not deal with the basic problem of the black man's powerlessness. Black people don't have any power. Abernathy and Jesse Jackson can wrestle from here to Los Angeles. They're still not dealing with power. Black people are powerless. They've been put outside of the whole white power structure. And all the organizations, the NAACP, Urban League, SCLC, National Council, Negro Women, all of them are talking as though black people have power. Black people don't have any power. Unless we can begin to build black institutions and realize that we're dealing with a power struggle for survival, all these organizations are leading us straight to hell and genocide. And Dr. Abernathy ought to understand it couldn't be a power struggle because neither one of them have any power. NAACP has no power. Urban League has no power. No black organization, no black people in America have power. They're fighting for survival from a powerless position, flat on their back, begging white folks. And that was almost the tenor of the Muslim position. They were begging white folks, please, please sell us some land, give us some land, let us exist. White folks are good. That's a self-hate kind of thing that black folks find themselves degenerating into because black people have no power and they have to beg white folks to give them whatever they want. Now, I say black people and black Christian nationalism says we have to approach the whole problem in terms of power. Black people have to begin to build institutions. Every institution that exists belongs to white people, was built by white people, and serves the interests of white people. And for black organizational leaders to be sitting there talking as though they have power, as though they represent something, we want to represent everybody, we want to bring everybody together, we want to build a beautiful America. We don't want to build no kind of beautiful America. We want power for black people, and we're going to have to fight for it. It demands confrontation and the willingness to do anything necessary to get power. And we got to take it away from white people. White people are not going to give black people anything. Politically, economically, or any other way, black man is no longer necessary in America. And the white man is hell-bent on genocide. So we have to understand we've got to build institutional power to deal with the white man who has decided to destroy us.
And is directed to Reverend Clegg. If there is no difference between your organization and that of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, why don't you join forces?
Well, that's, you know, kind of a ridiculous question. There are differences between black Christian nationalism and Muslims who have a Muslim position. We're willing to join forces with anybody who rejects integration and is willing to take a programmatic approach to the solving of the black man's problems. We have to understand that the black man is in a slave culture. That's why so much of the talk that's coming out here is coming out of a slave culture, where black people feel inferior, where the white man's declaration of black inferiority has been accepted by black people. That's why black leaders talk out of a slave culture whenever they open their mouths, and their organizations, even when they've learned that black people have changed, and they start to try to sound like they're opposed to integration, begin to talk in gobbledygook because they really are working toward integration, and that's what they believe in. So I would work with Elijah Muhammad. He's closer to trying to do something than most of these other organizations that are represented here, with the exception of Roy Ennis.
The next question is for the panel from Reverend Leo Johnson in Las Vegas, Nevada. What do you envision as the major issue facing the black community? Having identified the issue, of all of the announced and unannounced presidential candidates, who do you assume would work to alleviate the problem?
Obviously, we got to face one thing. All the questions are growing out of the same distortion of the truth. No president has any power. America is not run by presidents, but by people whose names are never even in the newspaper. They're run by a white institutional establishment, and the institutions control how people act. We've elected this president to keep us out of war and this one to keep us out of war, and we stay in war because the president has nothing to do with any kind of decision. So for black people to be sitting around trying to pick a president who's going to solve the black man's problems is totally ridiculous. The black man's got to solve his own problems, and the president is not going to do it for him.
Now, this question is directed toward the panel, and I hope you can be brief, whoever answers it. From Richard Green in Cincinnati, Ohio. What is the opinion of the panel on busing to achieve school integration?
That's not even the question. The question is education itself. Quality education does not necessarily mean going into a white school or where the students are predominantly white.
no school in America other than the Muslim school could be accused of teaching black children anything that would be helpful to black children. It doesn't make any difference whether you bust them out to a exclusive white suburb or leave them in the ghetto. They're still going to be learning the same nonsense that has destroyed the black man's mind. The black man does not understand the whole question of power because he has been destroyed intellectually by white education, and white education is not even touched by blessing.
Thank you. Now, the next question is the similar question phoned in from three cities and three people, Curtis Richardson in Columbus, Ohio, Joseph Jackson in Boston, Massachusetts, and Ruth Scott in Manhattan, New Jersey. The question is to the panel. Can the panel function as a group in resolving problems for black people?
No, the panel can't function as a group because the panel doesn't have any position. Most of the panel is integrationist, which is outmoded and obsolete and will tend to destroy black people. The members of the panel who believe in the black man building his own life, building his own nation, are separatists and cannot possibly function with a panel of integrationists. Integrationists are going to have to learn through the process of the white man's efforts at genocide that integration will not work. White people do not want to integrate with black people. Now, you can holler about if they will do this and if they will do that. White people are not going to integrate. They're not going to deal in terms of morality or moral values. They're going to deal, as they've been doing, in terms of the self-interest of white people. And as soon as black people learn that, then
now,
black people can be...
I'm going to stop the long thing. That was 1972. Tony Brown Journal. Everybody's on it. You only heard one perspective. I want all y'all to watch it. It's very long. But just think, we're talking about the same shit today. Only thing they did not bring up was the LGBT community, because that was taboo back in that 72. You had to be careful how you talk to them, just like today. And then the other thing they never brought up is the fact that they say they all can't work together. They could work together, but they can't work together because they segregate. If you're a segregationist, integrationist, they don't want you to marry. But look what's happening on our commercials now, everybody. They told you they were going to change the script. They said they figured it out. They listened to these people back in them days. They said they only gave all – every commercial is a mixed couple now. Every commercial. Every commercial. So you tell me now, from what you just heard in 1972, go look it up, everybody, because Father's Day – the same time Father's Day became a law was in 1972, Tricky Dick. They had this great black get-together on Tony Brown's Journal. And Tony Brown was a great journalist. I always watched him on Saturdays.
Black men, black women, white men, white women, and having sex before television.
That's right. That's right. Ain't nothing changed. Thank you. You made it simple. Thank you. Love you for that. It's been going on forever. So right there was a trick about how they're using that, because let's be honest, how can you integrate and not integrate? I want to hear from y'all, the panel. I got to call it. If you live in a society that over the years had slavery, this is for all you Juneteenth loving people, you look at when you came and found out you were slaves to where you at today. If I go and look up Texas and I find out black is the highest spending group, I got to say something there. I'm like, well, damn, you're the highest spending group, and you ain't spending your money right, obviously, so you ain't been listening to no goddamn body, goddamn not your goddamn daddies at all, because that's a big deal.
I need a mansion. I need a big, giant basketball court in the back of my yard. I need everything. You think I'm gonna take my money and try to help you? But you're gonna have to help me get more money.
That's right.
So
more money. Let me get another caller. Let me get this caller in. I've been holding. Thank you for holding 7472. You on the Helios.
Better love and happy Father's Day, fathers.
Oh, man. There you go. All right.
You know, we're looking at Juneteenth, and today is Father's Day. June 19th, 1910, in Washington State, began Father's Day.
Say again?
June 19th, 1910.
Mm-hmm.
And so
that's
what
right.
we're looking at, and the brother was, one of the brothers was talking about Delaware. Kentucky and
right.
Delaware was the last two states because of
right.
what? The abolishment on December the 6th, 1865 was when the 13th Amendment was ratified and put into the law. And that was when it said
that's
no
right.
slavery, no indentured servant. And that was just the new coding saying that we're going to make laws to keep them enslaved, and we're still in the slave trade. They
right.
just call it the criminal justice system because the brother was there who said he was from, and lives in D.C. It's not District of Columbia's Department of Correction.
Oh,
that's where they make the crime, the laws in order
Damn.
To control the slave trade. That's
Ooh,
why
that's your 13th Amendment.
Right. That was the 13th Amendment, then the 14th and 15th. And everybody followed after that because the civil rights movement, and we were looking at civil rights back in the 1800s. We're in the third Reconstruction, and they're making sure that what they're reconstructing, we ain't getting out of this time. Even though they're giving us this day, but see, they won't pass H.R. 40 or the George Floyd bill because they would have to acknowledge that General Order 103, I think, that Sherman had, and which he gave 40 acres a mule and $25 was the original
like
order.
Yeah,
if
general,
we were
field,
to get
that was called
that field today,
orders. Field orders. Field orders, yes, that's
right.
Right,
field order, because field order number 3 was the one that Granger did at Ashtonville Plantation there in Galveston, Texas, but it was the Illinois colored troops, 7,000 black men that marched into Texas is what was brought in there. They came from Illinois. There was the Illinois regiment that came out of Illinois black troops that marched into Texas to set them free. So what we're looking at, because what it really happened on December 31st, 1862, is when everybody went to church and began to pray, and at midnight, that was Freedom Day, because January the 1st, 1863 was the day in which the emancipation went into law. So what we're looking at is we've had this thing of 404 years, because the first part was 1619 to 1865 was 158 years. Then you go from 1865 to 1863 to 2021, that's 246 years. All of them years, we have still been in captivity, and we still in captivity.
Is this global, Brother Kwame? Let me ask you something, because you know you're rolling, so keep rolling. Is this a global thing? Because it's not just on our side, but it seems like the whole world. So is this a global captivity to you? What you think?
Well, it's two continents, the continent of Africa and the continent of America, because in the essence of it is they had colonization, because that's what happened in the Count Bismarck and the Gottingham University. When they had the conference, when they divided Africa like a pie, and all the Europeans divided
yeah.
it up, and they took different parts, and they colonized.
Yeah, the Belgian, yeah, the Congo. They did the Congo. King Leopold was
all
involved.
All of them.
Now let me ask you. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that, because that's a deep stuff. Now when they carved it up, people don't want to see the whole picture. I looked that up a long time ago. Remember Lawrence of Arabia?
Right.
They don't show the Arabs in the pictures because it'll take away from the truth. At that conference was the Arabs. The Arabs are there.
Right.
Go look it up, everybody. Read the books of Vilmar. What's his name?
But
the Belgian Congo.
Look at.
The Belgian Congo got permission from France. France wear fezzes. Fezzes means what, everybody? Keep going. Let's make it hot. Let's make it hot. Keep it going. Keep it going.
Okay, but what we're looking at before even that, because there were six slave trades before the seventh Atlantic slave trade.
Yes,
they
right.
had the East African slave trade. That's where
That's right.
you got in Zanzibar, East Africa, have 14.
That's right.
You had the Sahara, the Trans-Sahara,
don't,
the
Ottoman don't forget slave Salamanca. Trade. Don't forget Salamanca and Cordoba with
right.
Ricardo Montalban giving us the Cordoba, which was part of the slave trade. See, we didn't even know that when we were kids, but Ricardo Montalban would say Cordoba, the car. That's where the slave trade was at.
Right.
Go ahead.
And see, that's why when the Silk Road ended, when they Marco Polo ended the Silk Road, coming back to the Vatican and to Italy, bringing back the trade, they
mm-hmm.
in turn, because what happened was is they were formulated to trade, but what happened is they brought a disease out that dang near wiped out Europe. And so
mm-hmm.
what they did was the Pope gave the papalist bull to begin what? Commercial trade of the sea, though, that they could go out and to any land and submit those people to it, kill them, and take their land in the name of the church. So that's
mm-hmm.
where this whole thing going. And China now is what? Now they're starting the trade route where they're going to put trains across Asia, and they're going to be the
it's
center
done.
Of commerce.
The Silk Road is done. The Silk Road is done,
right.
everybody. When I first did that program a long time ago, when we found out about it about at least 6-7 years ago, I was like shocked.
The 2015,
a lot of us did not put our money. It's too, and I'm going to reiterate what you're saying, because we want to make sure we get all the info. Y'all better write this down, because this what you get tonight is something, this morning, wherever you're at, is something you will not get in the school system. So y'all better take light that we bringing on some of the brightest minds, I could say.
Mm-hmm.
I could definitely say.
Hey, Brother Kwame, you can attest to the fact that also you were talking about the criminal justice system. I worked at the Cook County Sheriff. I just quit the sheriff's office Friday. I was over there for 2 weeks. But you know that they're offering early release to the incarcerated people if they take that COVID-19 shot. A lot of people are not
Ooh.
Talking about that either.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Go ahead.
But look at something. Evanston is offering reparations. The Cook County Jail still got folks in there serving time for marijuana charges.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly state's attorney Kim Fox, who's being financed by George Soros, was talking about releasing all the people. It hasn't happened yet.
But what
well,
the
hey, let me ask y'all something. Hey, let me ask y'all something. How in the hell they going to make smoking menthol cigarettes illegal and smoking weed legal? What the fuck is that? They gonna lock up grandma for smoking a Newport now? But you can smoke a joint now? What the fuck is going
Hell
on,
yeah.
man?
But hold on. Brother, hey, Brother West. No,
but,
Brother
that's,
West.
But that's
hey,
the
Brother
marijuana.
West.
It's the new
Brother
economy
West,
now.
Brother West, don't go to where. I want to make sure everybody get in it. I think we just lost Dr. Short. I don't know where he dropped. I wanted to get some because D.C. and all these areas are making sure. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. That's why I've been against this for everybody. The indigenous community who got land did not help us. They could make marijuana. They could have made hemp. You know, it's a new, the same crop
yes,
that was
hemp.
The original crop by all the so-called Masonic founding fathers was hemp, because hemp and canvas was the Arabs. The Arabs told them they had to, the word canvas is an Arabic word. So the Arabs was around. That's why you got the 5-star on the canvas. Everybody should know by now this has all been interweaved.
What? Now,
no,
let
no,
me show you something.
Hold on. Before you, because I know sometimes we want to jump on the white man so much, but the white man didn't even learn this from, it learned it from them. So we got to get more factual on some of this stuff, because I don't have a problem with us talking about the white man, but the white man is like a last to come lately
mm-hmm.
in all this,
right.
really. Now, if he's last
right.
to come lately, let's take this premise, because like I said, you just heard the great ones. I had that. If you watch the Tony Brown Journal, everybody that y'all got an ideology from is on that panel. Everybody.
Right. But the thing is about
panel,
that clip you had played, you got to remember, follow the money trail. All those organizations like the NAACP and all of them, who's funding them? The people who's
right.
funding them
now,
are the people controlling them. And they have the black faces on the black. They're the face people of these organizations. In that context, of course, no, they don't have no power. But the real power is the people who's running them organizations, and they're not
right.
Black.
Now, I don't want people to think that before, because I looked a lot of stuff. Remember, that was in 72. Now, what he was saying out of Chicago, all your mystic schools, all them schools of high renown. The Church of the Black Madonna, all that was there, the Nation of Islam, the Moors, all that was there. All that's in Chicago, in New York, and different other areas. Wasn't in Florida yet, because Florida's a different species. But we're going to get to each region because, see, what we ain't talking about is how each region got a capital. And I told you, Galveston, Texas, look up what we told you the governors, all the governors are now about to try to, they're going to succeed. They got no choice. We got to get deep. They ain't got time to play. Let me get the books so y'all won't think I'm making
But remember, we've been talking about for the past 2 weeks, a lot of the southern states are signing, the governors are signing bills to block those damn vaccine passports. Why are
right.
the other
only
states not doing it?
Only a few. Florida's one because we under cruise control. See, y'all talk about amnesty law, but if you don't live in Florida, I hate to say this, not to be facetious or arrogant or nothing, but we the cruise capital. But Texas, Florida, Louisiana, Mississippi bottom, and of course the other side. What's the word? The Texas. Yeah, those are your port cities, particularly Louisiana, because it got to go up the artery or the vagina of the so-called Mississippi. And so, what I'm saying to y'all now is, we already know that America. I've watched a lot of y'all videos. The Masonic world, the mystical world, the occult world knows America is the second Egypt, everybody. It's not like it's made up. They know it's the second Egypt. Why do you think that they got the Egyptian pyramid on the dollar bill? That should be a wake-up call to everybody. Like, duh, we're the second Egypt. Or the first Egypt. However you want to call it. However you want to call it, they have already told you.
It could be the fourth
you
rank
Egypt. They already told you
whatever,
Egypt.
Third rank Egypt.
Let's talk.
You're right, brother.
Yeah. Everything has told you was Egypt. If you can't see it by now, I'm going to say one thing. Resurrection may not be in your ending. That's all I'm going to say.
Dry bones.
You take 94 down to 57 from here, you go to Memphis. What does that tell you? Cairo, Illinois. Come on now.
Brother Kwame, I'm going to let you carry us to the next level because, we got to do my time. I'm going to make sure everybody, you're going to reiterate what I'm saying. I got you coming in. I just want you to say that the fact that this amnesty law, I was taught by a lot of people. Much love to all people who are not my biological father, but it was our spiritual fathers, because I've learned from women, everybody. And I'm going to say this. They never lied to you. You just did not know. They told you every capital. They told you everybody who founded the area was black. They told you. You and your slave mind did not see your recognition. So you have to recognize. That's all I'm going to say. If you can't recognize your past as being a Jew of the earth, that's why the Son of Man said, can these bones live? That's why we on this program today. See, we're going to make you live until I die. Because I can't do nothing else. I love all that I created. The mamas may not like me. They still love me. But that's a different story. But we're going to talk about some real deep shit today. Y'all better get ready because we ain't do this program just to have a good time. Y'all know y'all going to party. I know y'all going to smoke. Y'all going to drink. Y'all going to do everything we do. If you don't do, who cares less? We still won't have a good time, right? The whole ball game is you for you to see. You are not in a regular republic. I keep telling you this. If you do not know the republic you in, then I'm going to play only 2-3 minutes. See, the field order that freed Texas was General Orders 3. That's a Masonic number. 3. General Orders number 3. Come on, man.
But that
you
means
are
drop
in.
On.
Hold on. I'm going to let you come after I play this. You can come right in. You next. If you don't know this by now, something ain't right. And our teaching, and y'all hate homeschoolers for some strange reason, because Dr. Umar snorted them up Johnson have told you to hate homeschool. I should play the tape for the whole world to hear. And y'all tell me who the fakes of this earth is. See, you think your people ain't in power, but they the face of power. So what that makes them? You are under your own republic. It's called America.
These philosophies have been known and practiced by secret societies for many centuries. As the evidence will show, designing cities as a reflection of occult tradition was not a new concept to the Founding Fathers, among whom the influence of Freemasonry seems undeniable. In fact, the 110th Congress of the United States on January 5, 2007, passed House Resolution No. 33 to honor the Freemasons for their contribution throughout America's history. The number 33 is well known as the honorary degree of Scottish Rite Masonry. The House resolution read in part that the founding fathers of this great nation and signers of the Constitution, most of whom were Freemasons.
The Masons felt in the United States that they were forming a Masonic Republic.
The concept of a republic dates back to the Greek philosopher Plato.
Plato's Republic. That's a utopian theme, and that whole thing runs through our philosophy and thinking among the humanists to this day. They still think they would like to introduce Plato's Republic. Think about it. Every socialist country that has gone socialist have always called themselves a republic for that very reason.
It was Plato who likewise set down the earliest known record of ancient Atlantis. Centuries later, Sir Francis Bacon would set down the New Atlantis, a tale which some believe was meant to be a blueprint for the New World, one based upon the teachings of ancient philosophers.
Bacon didn't invent this New Atlantis concept. He was merely the inheritor of it. He was probably the most articulate proponent of it ever in history, but it preceded him.
Bacon believed that the American continent was in fact the site of ancient Atlantis, a concept held by teachers of esoteric wisdom even today.
A New Atlantis really was just America anyway. The east coast of America, if you take a look at the maps by other clairvoyants who have studied Atlantis, indicates that the east coast of America was the west coast of Atlantis.
This country, America, is the remnant of the ancient Atlantis, and so is very susceptible to much of the history of Atlantis, the energies of Atlantis, and some of the actions, for instance, the religion of Atlantis.
According to esoterics,
the religion. I just want 3 minutes. I'm gonna do what they do to you with the curse of sending it back. They 3 minutes. They just told you the whole thing in 3 minutes. In 3 minutes, they just told you the whole thing. Now who ain't paying attention? Happy Father's Day. Let's get it going. We about to get deep into this. Let's go, Brother Kwame. Let's hit it.
Yeah, but see, what we're looking at is, and that's a good point, because 33, there's 33 vertebrae, and if you look at the Kemetic and what's called raising the digit, in raising the pillar for man to stand, you have to erect those 33 vertebrae. And what that is connected to is to the mind, because that's where the energy runs up the base of the body, the 33 vertebrae. The thing that you're looking at with Galveston, and you're looking at it, and I've been saying this before, is that the three Moody pyramids sit there in Galveston, Texas, on the 29.6 latitude, which is directly connected to the pyramid of Giza. So that is the umbilical cord of the connection of those two lands. And what you're looking at is you're looking at from Lake Itasca, which is in Minnesota, which is the land of 10,000 lakes and 12,000 earth mounds, And then you look at the continent, and the Nile is Lake Nyanza, or what they call Victoria, that runs the White Nile up. It runs from the south to the north, where the Mississippi runs what? From the north to the south.
The south,
and they
yeah.
both empty. One empties into the Mediterranean, other empties into the what? The Gulf of Mexico. And what is there in the Gulf of Mexico? If you go down up under the water, you will see the pyramids and cities that lay up under the water in the Gulf. That's where they're talking about, the connection of Lemuria, Mu, and Atlantis. All of this was connected. And so what you're seeing is that they, in turn, have stolen only 33 degrees of knowledge, because when you move from a Mason, a Freemason, to a what? Shriner. Shriner is symbolized by what? The sword over the head of the Pharaoh. We have to keep this under protection.
Well, hold on. I don't want you to talk without giving us some wisdom or understanding on this, because remember, my thing is we got to give them the Jews with some deep points of information they can go look up for themselves. The shrine, yeah, you know that, is representative of the Islamic world. The Islamic world is still black. I don't know why people cut us out of the Islamic world. Nigeria is there. Sudan is the Islamic world. So I don't know where this dang black routine come from. And Greeks are black. The original Greeks, the ones that was getting all the knowledge, originally, until they did whatever, we're going to get deep into this, because a mutation took place in England. I watch a lot of English news. England people know their history really good. Even though they're oppressive, they know they're going to stay oppressive. They said to themselves that our true name, and you sent it, Brother D, was, I read the George, Albion. They even told their own story in a news article that Brother D sent from Chicago. They know they're Albion. What is Albion? Albino. And because I'm going to do a show on the albinos, it's going to make you all cry, because you deserve it. After you can condemn your own biological mutation, that's where the mutants came from the albino concept. Boy, we about to get deep.
Yes, sir. I got albinos in my family, man. And, you know, I got one albino, and she had a baby that's albino. And she wild as hell, man. But I'm on the 33rd degree parallel, man, right now.
Yeah,
you know, this parallel, if you look at one of the original signers of Declaration of Independence, was a dude named Gwinnett. Okay?
Yep.
And he was out of England. So
right.
That's on the 33rd parallel. I'm right here in Atlantis, man.
That's right.
Beautiful.
That's why
I see all kinds of shit here.
That's
why I come in the world at, right here, on the 33rd parallel, man.
Okay, now hold on. I'm glad. Now, Chief Warhorse, I hope you're listening, because I know your people. Chief Warhorse said the 31st parallel is what the free states are in. And again, that's not by fact. That's why this is the only state. The pirate state is the only state that can fight the cruise industry.
Buccaneers.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay.
Yeah, the pirate state. Now, hold on, I'm going to get y'all in there. Let me get a shout-out, because I got to do this. I'm doing Juneteenth, because y'all don't know. I know a lot of people don't know it. Here's the group you should be thanking. The first Louisiana Native Guard, 1861. Here's a quote that is never taught, I'm sure. The strongest reason for the people to retain the right to keep and bear arms is the last resort to protect themselves against tyranny and government, Thomas Jefferson. And this particular group was put in place. They were called the Louisiana Native Guard to keep and protect arms. So you fool-ass nigga preachers, you will pay again. I tell you, your own Bible says you're going to pay. It's not me who says it. Your Bible says it. You made our people sell their weapons back for gun buybacks to Walmart. See, it's time to call to account. See, y'all don't know what the purge means, obviously. The purge means more than what we're talking about. See, all will be held accountable through blood, even if you don't believe in eating meat. Who cares? You're eating a goddamn burger that got chemicals in it.
Sustainability.
We about to get deep. Okay, time is of the essence. 6618, you on the Helios.
Wow. Say, man, I want to tie everything that's been said in to a fact, all right? the ancient land of America. We've been talking about it for the months past. Check this out. It's in the movie called, listen to this, Queen and Slim. Queen and Slim. Queen is a man that want to be a woman. Because when I was in jail years ago, they were taking people to the queen tank. They were brothers that want to be women. And Slim is brothers have a slim chance in this system that we're in until you find out what's really going on. Now, let's go to Florida. Florida is the capital of the ancient Americas, which is Egypt right here. Even found mm-hmm. the pyramid, and they keep finding the people buried over there. It's going to come to surface because you can't hide shit no more. Now, watch this. In Queen and Slim, let's go to the end of the movie. All right? Exhuming the nation, Noble Drew Ali. He, on the cover, he holding the sister in his arms, bringing her out of the ocean. What was the end of the movie in Queen and Slim? Did he pick her up and they blasted both of them? Was carrying her?
Yeah.
What?
Yes,
was
he was
that
carrying
exhuming
her.
The nation? It's Queen and Slim. As long as black men want to be women, and as long as black men are slim to none in this country, just like that clip you played from that brother said, we ain't unified. We only want to divide. We are doomed. Y'all better wake up. You in Egypt. We didn't come here on no damn boat. If we did come on the boat, we showed them how to navigate to get here. And
thank
that's
you.
True with the European, yeah. with the European black.
Right.
Listen, the movie is called Kingsman. The movie is called Kingsman. Kingsman is the movie that show you the fact of the real history. The European blacks run this place, and they run the whole world. Period.
That's right.
They run it on. And listen, they gonna set a beam in these cell phones. They set it in the movie Lawnmower Man years ago when everybody have a cell phone.
Right.
They're going to hit a button. And y'all going to see that the Kingsman, you better get your martial arts up. You better get you some water because a zombie will come to your house and get him some water. And the water might be the blood out of your system. This is not a joke. Y'all better wake up. We in Egypt. Y'all better stop thinking about way over there. You already at home.
Well,
indigenous status.
I'm glad you calling. I'm glad you called because you see that's
right
what
on.
We brought you right to it. So you, I'm glad you connected, brother. Appreciate that love right there. Now let's go what he just said.
Brother Eric, you left out one movie, Dial M for Murder, because what was that movie? What was the whole essence of the movie? They know how to kill you by just picking up the phone.
Yeah.
Absolutely, brother. Absolutely. Johnny Cochran.
Now, let's go there.
Yeah.
Now hold on. Y'all, I want to make sure y'all know we got to keep everybody on the path. Yeah, I didn't even plan on this. Y'all just came up with it with yourself. See, I don't guide nobody, but the clip I got ready for y'all, it says, y'all, Brother Wesley, you said you've been saying it since you've been me and you ever met. Sound and that. If they control sound and light,
yes, sir.
I just gave you the Masonic scripture, the prince of the power of the air. That is part of his hierarchy. Now, masonry is not good and it's not evil. It is what you make it. So I'm not going to bash none of that. I'm going to just say this.
Didn't Scottie Pippen have a son that just died a couple months ago, 33 years old?
Sure
did. If it wasn't had no six championships with 23 without having 33. Scottie Pippen, 33.
There it is
right there.
Now, the sister said earlier, y'all remember the show, The Satanic Calendar. I look at The Satanic Calendar because I'm not scared of Saturn, the planet. That Nike, all the shoes you wear. Somebody sent me something funny today about they bought somebody some Jordans, and they said it was a Father's Day. I said, man, D. Nike, all this that you worshiping, we're going to be worshiping today. I just want to make sure y'all put shit in perspective because facts matter. It's part of the energy grid they need. They need the energy grid for us to fall in line with, and then we do. Now, we just heard the Mississippi. I'm just going to synoptically put what all y'all said thus far before I play this next clip. Y'all heard leaders from the 75, all the great leaders. Noble Drew Ali said we should be speaking Spanish. I should have paid attention at that one. But strange that they knew this. Who told them? Who told them? The Nation of Islam, as you know, was told that the Black Belt was going to be in Georgia. That's why all these black folks believe that they're the capital. Georgia is the capital of Region 4. Illinois, Chicago. Region 5. I'm telling you, they got this already locked down. Your mayor in Chicago, y'all is about to pay dearly if y'all don't wake up soon. But I go for
Lightfoot.
She's using an Indian name, an indigenous name. They know this already. You don't think they know we the indigenous? I'm trying to tell y'all, they way beyond comprehension that you may give them because they look white. I don't think you get this. Ain't about they white. Your blood is running through everything. So being white is what they call the mutants. So if that's true through Disney, and y'all know this, you think the mutants, they have some superpowers. And so y'all think they're always going to be white. That's why I don't get it. It can't be all white, the mutants. What if they got somebody in India, Africa, Russia, Australia, all in the matrix? See, we're about to take it to a new level. So I told you, they using your brain. They don't need, take your body and give it a mind. You don't even have to be living. They just take your brain now. Yeah. See, that's what this, we got to get this to the level where we can see this. All that we know is great. But what's ruling?
Mm-hmm.
What's ruling knows more than we do. So until you say that, okay, our
that's
people
right.
either, our people either is ruling and we don't know they are, or something on this planet is ruling and we don't know who they are. Now we're gonna play something for y'all. Y'all keep it going. I got some new callers. Let me get y'all in. I got 7696. We about to get galactic. So y'all don't realize, obviously, not all y'all, of course, you know, I'm just talking. But the bones
that drop on.
The bones, no, but what's going on? Y'all better look at this. Go ahead. I got 7696. I got 9319. Get shout out. It's Father's Day, Juneteenth.
Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. I just want to comment. I think what Corey Bush or St. Louis, she's talking about decriminalizing drugs. So, you know, I'm trying to figure out, they saying like in every city you got women that's been the pillars of taking over of all, you know, decisions. Is they using these black women, these rest of these black politicians to put the rest of the world in turmoil? That'll be the scapegoat.
They're using that black feminine energy that's being used.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, they're using it to take over. They're using it to mess up everything. That's the new picture for when they gonna get to 2030 and 2040, and they gonna use that the laws that they set up to decriminalize everything and to give reparations, and they're gonna set all the communities in an uproar because people looking for their entitlement, and they giving it the entitlement back through the mayors and you got all these politicians that's women now. So, you know, you got Kamala Harris, you got Joe Biden with the two pillars, and then you got, you know, so is that
hold
what
on,
they,
man. Hold on, hold on, hold on. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something about me and St. Louis. Me and St. Louis, all we talk about and then met physically. Now, he had no idea what I'm about to play. He had no idea what I'm about to play. He just said, we got a bunch of women. We got a bunch of women in power, beautiful ones. I would wish, you know, if y'all get to behold somebody who got a lot of money, you know, that woman, you best not argue with them. Let them keep making money because, you know, some of you are like, oh, it's a new era. But look what, I'm going to play something and stay with me. I want you to comment on what you just said that you did not know I was going to play. This is Gerald Ford, president in 1989. He was asked by a kid, what would happen, and what would be if a female president? Y'all got to hear this. And then we'll come back to y'all, and we're going to keep this program hotter and hotter. This is Gerald Ford talking about a scenario of a woman becoming president. Listen carefully.
On October 18, 1989, in West Branch, Iowa, Gerald Ford, the 38th President of the United States, shared history with students from across Iowa. The visit was part of a conference on the role of former presidents in American society, sponsored by the Herbert Hoover Library and Museum and the Gerald Ford Library and Museum. Here's how these students took advantage of a rare learning opportunity.
Thank you very, very much. It's a very high honor and a very great privilege for me to come to West Branch and to participate in this conference, which is being held here at the Hoover facilities.
Mr. Ford, what advice would you give a young lady wanting to become President of the United States?
Well, I hope we do have a young lady at some point become President of the United States. I can tell you how I think it will happen, because it won't happen in the normal course of events. Either the Republican or Democrat political party will nominate a man for president and a woman for vice president. And the woman and man will win. So you'll end up with a president, a male, and a vice president, a female. And in that term of office of the president will die. And the woman will become president under the law or constitution. And once that barrier is broken, from then on, men better be careful, because they'll have a hard, hard time ever even getting a nomination in the future. But that's the way it's going to happen, and I think it'll probably come sometime in the next 4 or 8 years.
He was wrong about the length of time.
Y'all, of course, he had to be. He had to be.
Y'all do see what time.
You got to allow this transgender shit. What if some man cut his dick off and say he a woman, and then if he real
no,
proud of transgender shit?
No. Hold on. So I'm gonna get clarity. The man said the only way he see a female president coming in, the president must die. Now y'all can look at Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. If y'all don't see that coalition, he's senile as hell. He makes a blunder mistake. It's easy. She just had a meeting with the high Wiccans of the United States Senate at her house.
Yeah, and she always wearing pantsuit too, man. She always wearing a goddamn pantsuit. He's a black guy.
And guess what? She looks like the woman in The Purge. She reminds me of the president in The Purge. That
in
woman.
The Purge.
Now here's a premonition I just had about the vaccine. What if, now this is just me, they're giving the LGBTQ community placebo and giving the actual vaccine to families, like straight people, so that it just blew my mind, but it just came to me. What if they're doing it because they feel that they're already practicing sterilization as becoming a man, woman? So what if they're giving placebo and the straight people nothing? The ones that's actually family that's going out believing that this is going to help them.
Let's take that premise. Great premise. Brother D, I'll go get you. Let me get a new caller. I'm gonna keep everybody got Brother Palmer. I'm gonna get everybody get something, but I'm gonna make sure we all on the same page on where we at with this, because just by us saying these women are the founders of these holidays, it's not taken away, but they must have known why the women had to, you know, and recognizing them on the Civil War. Every holiday is about the Civil War. 1-877.
Happy Father's Day, everyone.
Happy
Juneteenth.
There you go.
I've had some fond memories as a kid.
That's right.
Juneteenth, but I just recently found out the actual definition of the Juneteenth from a wise individual. But I will say that it was a nice gesture to make as Juneteenth, but I know it was just a distraction from all the evil work those demo rats are putting together to give black folks a little something, because we ain't going to get no monetary nothing. We ain't going to get no good schools, good jobs, or help the community. So they say, well, let's give them Juneteenth. Hell, Trump didn't know what it was. We'll get some brownie points from our black folks that are walking away from the demon rat because we are waking up. Yes, we are, by the thousands. And yes, Atlanta is the special place of Atlantis. I've always felt it. That brother spoke very well. I would love for him to tell us again about that movie that we can watch, to give that breakdown, because I've always felt connected to United States as being my home and my my family's home. I don't believe that we ever came over to the ships, and I know that's why they're breaking, trying to break the spirits to black people hating this country. Got our brothers kneeling down, you know, not want to give salute to the country that their forefathers has populated this great country, and to the people over in Europe that came over with the black folks and divided and conquered us as they are doing now. So I just wanted to say that I am very happy to hear that guy speak the truth about we didn't come over here for the slaves. And for all the fathers, you guys enjoy your day. You know, it takes a real man to be a father. And it's just not material things, being there, being in the child's life. And for the mothers who are having the father roles, happy Mothers and Fathers Day to you guys too. And great show as usual, Dry Bones. I will continue to listen.
We appreciate that.
Hey, Dry Bones, so it goes back to prove the fact what we were saying earlier. If she does get in the office, you know she's an AKA, so that tells you right there who's really running this country.
Right, right. I'm glad you put that connection together, because, I mean, for this to happen, it's very, I mean, for Gerald Ford and them to tell you, I mean, I had people so blind that they were talking about, well, he said 48 years, he said 48. I said, okay, but ain't nobody been elected till now. He said there's going to be the party going to let these two people, up until now, this is the only time ever that a president and a female was elected to be president and vice president and won. Now, the only
and you
way he
also
said,
got to put,
huh?
Yeah, and all you also got to put in the count, any president or elected in year zero, that's a karma curse. When they get bumped off, they get shot.
They get bumped off. So, right, so thank you for that, because that's even more fire to the fact that this is a trend that's been going on. So the man, Gerald Ford, said this, and he's dead. We listen to the dead. The dead said, if they get in, we finished.
Yeah, all this stuff is dead. You know, they operating off the dead. A mortgage is dead. Everything is dead here. But check this out, y'all. Check this out. Ford said, you got to slow down and put the numbers together. He gave you a Mason code. He said 4 and 8. That's 12. That's 3. He was talking to his constituents, all right? So now look at this, y'all. Pretty soon, forget them. Pretty soon, in the near future, I'm going to be broadcasting from the pyramid, the 3-pyramid complex that Kwame always talking about in Moody Gardens, Galveston, Mexico, because it ain't Texas, it's Mexico. I'm going to be broadcasting from there, and I'm going to have some friends. They're going to be broadcasting from their mound areas, and I'm going to announce this pretty soon when, so y'all can get around to a native landmark or a mound if you're near one, and we're going to broadcast live, and whatever we put out there in the ocean, in the airwaves, we're going to shut it down. Are y'all with me or not?
What y'all should do is to help facilitate, if you know of each area. I mean, because in Atlanta, you got Stone Mountain. You can do a lot. I mean, you got these great mounds all over the place. Florida, you know, I don't know where our mounds is at, but I mean, people who got land, because remember, Florida's flat. Florida's actually a peninsula, everybody. It's almost an island. So, you know, it's only connected from Georgia to Alabama. So after that, you know, it'll be pretty much an island. But my point to you is, if we're going to all do this and you pick a date, I hope it's on a high level of astrology so we can really radiate, because it's going to take a lot, brother, a lot to wake up.
Everything
people.
Is based on the astro. What about July 4th?
Listen to this.
and find
this is
it.
July 4th is the rising of Sirius. It ain't got nothing to
right.
do with
we
nothing else. It's the rising of Sirius.
Everybody who brought Patah Seeker calendar, Patah Seeker told you this.
Yeah.
It's not nothing new about that being. We got to take stuff. On this program, I want you to realize some of the things we say is really regurgitating because we need it. It's called reinforcement. But everybody know who in the somewhat of the world that that's the fourth, July 4th is part of Masonry. It's Sirius. And Sirius is the what? The dog star. Now the women.
Yes, sir.
The women, the dog star. So if the women get
absolutely.
In power, I don't hear y'all trying to stop that. If y'all, if a man tell you that, you could just judge by the women, period, what's going to happen. Child support, y'all finished. I'm just going to tell you what's going to happen since y'all don't understand this women thing. When they get in power, which they going to, obviously. The man, they showed you in the goddamn movie Black Panther, I will kill your ass for my rulership belief. Regardless. So we better start thinking about what the people who in the craft, who, see, a president like him, as dumb as he was, he knew what was coming. So you're absolutely right. He knew. That's why I played the tape, because I wanted to see that you see that he knew. If he knew, and he's dumb as hell.
Mm-hmm.
How come?
The truth gotta come out, man. The truth gotta come out.
Drive
on. By the universe.
Yeah.
But dry bones, what Eric is saying is correct. But 20 days from the rising on July the 4th.
Absolutely.
Sirius aligns with the Pyramid of Giza, and its light
absolutely.
Shines into the Queen's Chamber. It's called the Day Out of Time.
This,
that starts the new galactic.
You absolutely right.
And that's what
we hey, yeah, but that's
what
Patah
Seeker talking about.
Dude,
July 25th.
They knew this already. They know this already. So what you're saying, basically what you're saying is, yeah, we know about it, but they doing the ritual. That's called structure.
Yeah, there you go.
But that's what he just said.
He just said it. The people who are going to actually do it is the ones going to receive power. The people who are going to be in Kemet. Think about what I'm saying.
What he just said.
But we don't have power over our archaeology. We only got power over maybe a small portion. We talking about the people who are going to go into these chambers and going to probably be in the Queen's Chambers when it
but
happens.
What he just said is
that's
going to the Moody Pyramids on the 29.6 here on
this
Egypt
Island. I'm not debating that. That's not what I'm debating. I mean, that's fine for him to go. He want to do a broadcast there. I'll support it. But I'm talking about the big picture. They got surveillances through the technology. How do you think they make a smart city? You able to make one right now? No. So the people making the smart cities are the ones I need to be looking at, because pretty soon you are going to be under Brianna's umbrella. Now you think, remember in the movie that the brother just said, the gentleman, what was the most powerful instrument? Was his umbrella, wasn't it?
The Kingsman. Yes, it was.
The Kingsman.
Right.
Now,
the
Kingsman umbrella, what
do
you mean? Hold on. Let's get deep. Y'all want to talk deep, but we're going to go deep. What's the umbrella represent? How about the canopy of heaven?
Covering, man. Covering.
How about
umbrella,
the canopy?
Umbrella, hey, umbrella,
you ain't
said
the right
covering.
Word. The canopy
covering.
Of heaven. I'm going to give it to
covering.
You. The canopy of heaven.
Yeah, covering.
The canopy of heaven.
Covering.
Now, if it's the canopy of heaven, who controls the heavens that can put a canopy over us?
The damn devil right now, the prince of the airway.
Okay, you call what you want. All right, we're going to have to get deep. I told you. It's all 12 o'clock time.
But
so
see, this is what I was saying about the overground. What's over us, that canopy that you're speaking of, is called the Milky Way. It
right, but you ain't got
to do this.
I'm not debating that. That's not the debate. Debate is, we know this. You ain't talking to people who don't know this. We know this. The problem we're talking about is who controls the structure of how they can block the sun. You ain't got that. We ain't got that. Who's doing the blocking of the sun? 5G
but
is
what
over
we're
major
doing,
cities right now. Verizon. Ain't
but,
Verizon name part of the Bible?
But
look
what we're talking
Verizon
about is how we can tap into the earth.
And look up Verizon.
But
because somebody's not. Look, I love y'all. We're going to keep this because I love y'all. Y'all bring fire. But we're going to give the whole story. The whole story must
but
be given.
But what we're saying is ritual and being able to
right.
do. We're talking
but
spiritual.
But you ain't doing the ritual.
When you do,
We're not doing
we are,
the, Time out. You're not doing the ritual. Nobody on this phone is doing the ritual to the utmost. Because you know why? We don't got the books to show.
Dry bones. I'm sitting looking out my window at a nipe that I used to do ceremony in that
I'm
has been used for thousands of years by indigenous people on this land.
I'm
if we don't understand that we got
I'm
to
saying to you
is,
why? Okay, here we go. Here we
Most
go again.
Black people, they scared
here we go again.
Of doing
okay.
things.
Here we go again. Let's bring some facts to the front. Now, how many indigenous nations are there that you actually can say that are participating indigenous blacks? Not no bullshit that y'all, I know what they went to schools in these white turnover schools, but let's go with the indigenous blacks that we got. Chief Warhorse, all the ones, Queen Mother Moore, Queen, all she's dead, Poverty Point. Let's go to all that. Since y'all bring all this up, why haven't y'all been able to do this? And you heard in 1972, all y'all knew each other.
But aren't you part of us?
I'm part of you, but I'm being honest about what we did not do. I'm not going to keep lying and say that Yahweh was going to save us and bullshit when he's dead and he couldn't do what he said he could do. I'm going to be honest in my life right now and say the facts show it did not manifest. We did not take over Israel. We did not take out the white man like I was promised. So let's get real. Got to take commercial break, y'all. That's why it's called High on the Heel. Stay with us. Don't go nowhere. We about to get hot. We about to get hotter than hot. I hope you understand you're on the Helios, not no other show that lets you get away with a bunch of bullshit.
At this time when everybody wanna go heaven, but them don't wanna die. Want $1 million to fall out the sky. Know how to get paid, but afraid to try. Don't wanna inhale, but wanna get high. Know why, but don't know if it's a lie. Hate airplanes, cause they afraid to fly. Don't eat meat, but wear leather on their feet. Hate to be, but can't stay in their seat. Love someone, but don't know who they are. Afraid of the spotlight, but wanna be the star. Live life in the fast lane, but don't wanna crash. Talking about saving money, but dipping in the stash. Wanna dress jiggy, but low on cash. Wanna get drunk, then show they ass. Wanna be smart, but don't go to class. Wanna be down, but don't wanna be last.
Life is a game that we all play. Make it better, how you gotta win.
That's what I was told when I was a boy. Now I break a rapper like a brand new toy.
Life is a game that we all play. Make it better, how you gotta win.
Better stack up and stock up, pack up and lock up. Cause I came to rack up and sold a whole block up. Everybody wanna rhyme, but they don't got flow. Wanna get married, but wanna be the hoe. Wanna get out, but ain't ready to go. Things fast, but wanna move the ass low. Don't go to practice, but wanna go pro. Wanna do the video before they learn to do the show. Want respect, but don't wanna earn it. Wanna lose weight, but don't wanna burn it. Wanna be somebody, but don't know who. Wanna act like they know, but ain't got no clue. Wanna always do something, but never get to it. And then tell people they was gonna do it. Wanna talk that trash, but don't wanna fight. Wanna get up early, but stay up all night. Wanna grab the dice, but don't wanna roll. Wanna be grown, but don't wanna get old.
Ain't got enough space. Life is a game that we all play. Make it better, you gotta win.
That's
Charlie, that's a bad jam right there. Bootsy, Bootsy, Bootsy. Love him, brother, brother, love him. Be wise, because a pear harmless as a dove, but wise as a serpent. And you're around a lot of serpents, because guess what? The serpent people are lives. Let's keep it going. So much good stuff y'all saying. I just want to put everything in perspective. That's why we do what we do. Yes, we have come to the conclusion that America is the second or the first, Egypt, however you want to call it. We look like we all understand that. It looks like we all understand that that we may not have as much power as we want to believe in our mind based on the fact that, you know, you got to be on the system. If you can't be on your own system, then you have to come to grips that you're on a system. That's first and foremost, understanding what you're fighting. And the indigenous crowd, which we love, but somehow after years and years and years cannot come together at all on anything, not even growing marijuana. So that tells me a lot. So like the question we had in 1972, here it is, 2021. Are we free at last? Those of you going to church, much love to you. Appreciate it. Show your father some love, mama some love for giving daddy something to get you here. Yeah. It's definitely a duality. Now, let's get deeper. Got to. A lot of y'all talk about how we can do these things, but when I see that they're going to make two class of people from a shot, and the majority of our people running around looking like they happy about the shot is black, in my area. I don't even, you know, I just know people, you know, down here is different. In Florida, they don't even have to wear the mask no more. It's like, we you know, it is what it is. But,
hey, bro, hey, speaking of the shot, see, our people get caught up on some free shit, okay? The shot is fucking free. And who are, without rat to tell y'all, that's how he got fucked up eating that free cheese. So they want to get free shit, then they fuck, man.
That's, I like that. Free cheese, free shot. Hey, but let's go with that because, again, if this is the case, and like y'all said earlier, the brother said some stuff that, I mean, off the chain real. Facts. If it does do something to your to your chromosomes, to your body, you will wonder about it, right? But it won't happen all at once. See, that's why I think y'all got this drug mentality that everything got to happen all at once. Like, you got to get high all at once. It don't happen all at once. It's called gradualism. That's why the Fabian society, or Orwellian society, were a turtle, or the tarpon. That means when we snap, we slow, but when we snap hard, and it's gone. Your limbs are gone. So the thing is that we're looking at these things as if it's supposed to happen simultaneously, like just like Juneteenth. Like they didn't find out for 3 to 4 years, and then maybe find out now, Delaware, was last.
Well, that's just like before made that prediction. That was over 32 years ago, which is a five, by the way.
Thank you. So, see, people think it's supposed to be like a drug because mainly you are a drug. Even if you don't take drugs, you're still a drug because your adrenaline makes you want to believe shit so quickly without no proof. Some people just believe stuff because it sounds good, like, you know, being eloquent. Like, you know, when I was giving my money away, if I was giving my money away every paycheck, he had to sound good, don't you think?
Hey, Dry Bones, explain that the Fabian Society, they was a part of every scenario that happened. So
that's right.
What we looking at right now, we don't really know what we looking at. So you have to really go deep within your mind and spirit, whatever, however you go. But like you said, if we've been doing this rituals, who been doing it? Because we ain't been doing it. Because I'd have been, if I thought my family would have been. Ghetto as my family is, they'd have been told, somebody would have known.
I love real people. Thank you, man. Look, everybody.
Hey, ritual is thought, word, action, man. Thought, word, action. Now it done speed it up. Whatever
right.
you
now,
think,
everybody don't do
and
it,
you
thought,
say
word.
It, it's going to happen. Well, that's on them to learn, man. We putting the energy out there, the knowledge out
no,
there.
No, you go. But we do knowledge. I'm just saying for what he's saying for our meeting. That's why we connect, because I need y'all to keep my thought and action together, every one of y'all who listen, because the thing is, we need vibration. We, like the brother said earlier, Kwame, the vibration, the jed on their back, your spinal cord. y'all know your back go bad, you fucked up. Your back go bad, you're going to have a problem, and that's what's happening. Our jihad, which look at the word, jihad and jed, almost similar. Now, I'm going to say something to y'all so y'all understand what's going on, and I know y'all do, but just play with me. The FBI, who y'all know, Jager Hoover was a transvestite. Y'all know this already. What about how they was, they got King on the sex. They taped him having sex with women because sex is powerful. It's the biggest elixir on the planet. So they did all this. Now, here's where you get dumber and dumber and dumber. That you don't believe the insurrection, which was never insurrection. Not a gunshot. Nobody got shot but somebody from the opposite side, which was a chick. No one even knows who's been arrested. I'm telling you because I got the tape. I got the tape. Hold on. I might got Brother Johnson on here. I'm going to have to call. Hold on. Y'all stay. Brother Johnson, is that you? Okay, I'm going to call you if you want to come in. You want to come on now? Because I know you want to give that perspective. No, you can't talk. You can't talk long. I'm on the radio. Do you want me to call you now? And yes or no? I'll call you. Okay, good. Now, let me just say this. What's going on is what he just said. The Fabian Society. George Soros, Brother D, you said the beautiful. I mean, you couldn't send a better thing to read. No, you got to read it. It was unbelievable. They even admitted George Soros was a puppet used. They knew he was Jewish, but the Fabian British Anglo-Saxon, and that's where we get to deep because remember, the Anglo-Saxon was told by Protestantism that this is his country through decree of the so-called monarchs. But when I find out and looked at the monarchs, they had black blood in them. But no one wants to deal with that. See how y'all get mad? Every time I bring up the black blood,
right.
y'all skip over it and shit. I can see what y'all skip over. I ain't dumb. You skip over the fact that you.
Yeah.
I think I'm like, I'm this dumb person. That, please, 9302, you on the air. 9302. 9302. 9302. All right, okay. Now, I'm going to get a brother in.
But, bro, going back to that article, who and connecting that what brother D from St. Louis said earlier about all these women are just happen to be in these certain political positions, political in the criminal justice system, state's attorneys. That ain't no accident, bro. So that shows you who's really on the outside, not internally, but on the external, who's really running this country.
Who's running the country?
And they're not straight women. They're not straight women either. They're not
straight
women.
Exactly.
Thank you, sister. Now Kamala Harris just had. I just tell people they kept this as it was like all the women that in the Senate went to her house for a dinner, and I said, man, after hearing
what kind of dinner?
Right. Now, my point, you didn't know all cylinders. My point to everybody listening is you heard a Masonic president tell you if they get in from a scenario of death, it didn't say life. I don't want to hear this shit about life. It said death. The president must die for a woman to get in this. Now, this is strange. And I'm telling you, if she wins, by this man dying, y'all better think again her allegiance. She has never showed you any love, black men in California. I wish I guess was California people on here. Why would anybody believe somebody who put you in jail for marijuana? She filed a script. And no one has a problem with that. That's strange. Shows you how much brainwashing could possibly be going on. I'll show you how much brainwashing could possibly be going on that you can't even see.
Drybald, this is why I think that's run the show that people have to come to grip with is that they're not of our, you know, our nature. The fallen angels in the Book of Enoch talks about these folks running the country and wanting to be gods and wanting to rule. And evidence is here. And even in our country, United States, I strongly feel that is the Atlantis. The Smithsonian has all these evidence that they collected from the folks back in the 17 and 1800s. Lions said they were going to pay for the bones in return. And what they did was they took it and took the evidence away. We have a lot of different features here in our country. And why would they call Atlanta, you know, and I think that's why the Guidestones is here. The Guidestones are here is because this city where I live is a very special connection place. We got the Stone Mountain Park that has a lot of energy here. So in order for them to pull off Kamala and Joe Biden is because of the fact that technology got them there. They got them there by the machines. And the technology that we have here is very small and minute to the forces that's controlling these demon rats. You know, that's what they are. So I think that there is a way that maybe there's going to be a galactic war here in our country, in our world soon, because I think,
happened.
You know, we
it's
do have
happened.
Good and evil here.
Yep.
And We have a lot of good energy that overpowered the bad energy overpowered him, and I don't know if it's going to be forever or temporary. And we see what happens. We got rid of our pipeline. Our gas is up high. Our food is up high. We got, you know, we want the restrictions here. We have there's nothing but bad energy. For the few people, because I don't think it was a lot that voted for these evil folks. And I believe that we have to come to grips that these people are not human that's controlling them. You know, I mean, how you vamp away a whole history? You know, how George Ford can say that, and 30-something years later, it came to fruition. It's, well, I don't know. It hasn't came yet, but, you know,
right.
There's a higher
now,
being
now, I'm
that's
glad,
controlling
I'm glad you said it. It hasn't came yet. Now, the question is, the scenario is we finally got a party that was the Democrats to actually put the party into play that won. He said they must win. We finally got a winner. The second question would be, look at the president. He is senile. He's practically a bumbling array of foolishness. I mean, if you listen to him on a regular basis, and here's a guy who hung with the Ku Klux Klan and put the crime bill in effect. So I don't understand our psyche, but it does say that they will do this. Now, again, I'm not giving you a hero scenario. All I'm telling you is by the facts that something ain't right. Now, here where it gets deep, everybody. It gets deep. I'm watching the NBA packed. Mm. Today I'm going to watch the NBA. Going to be packed. People in there. Now, you see people in there of all, mainly of what persuasion is the main group in there. I want y'all to think about when y'all watch sporting events. Regardless of how many I've been to, I know I'm outnumbered. I just watched on TV1 the other day about the so-called Juneteenth, you know, and all the rappers, including Ice-T, all said their audience was predominantly white. So if their audience is predominantly white and they're singing about fuck the police and niggas need money and they ain't got it yet, but they got good jobs, they got better think again. How'd that work? Fuck the police. Can't stand your ass, but I work in Hollywood. You got to wake up on all levels, not just a few levels that you feel comfortable with or you like to hear the so-called Afrocentric people talk to make you feel good and shit. That shit got to go too. If it ain't beneficiary to your development of spirituality, as you all like to claim, then something ain't right. If somebody can tell you and make money, make millions, and they tell you all this shit while they talking to you behind $1 million house that, you know, I'm with you. Does that make sense to you, all you on the line right now? It's yes or no. Because somebody tell me how a millionaire, and you all ain't millionaires, most of you. If you are, that's beautiful. But if you ain't, how are you going to tell a guy who got to work paycheck to paycheck, listen to me and send me more money?
Well, dry bones, that's the advent of social media. Facebook,
right.
Twitter,
no, before social media,
ESPN,
no.
You know.
Social media. We didn't have social media when we was giving all these so-called demigods a mansion in Chicago or a mansion in Florida.
Right.
Come on,
right.
Man. Come on. All right, we got to play what's going to happen. Y'all, everybody get ready. I don't know your ideology. I know y'all, I love y'all in this program, but guess what? It's coming to fruition. Now, you're going to make a decision in your life that I will not know if what you did. I do not know what any of you would do outside of this program. But I do know this. We all are going to be faced with a dilemma. Each state, each region, and this is why I say this, because when you look at America and you look at the rest of the world, the rest of the world about to go back on lockdown.
Wherever you are in the world right now, COVID passports are being discussed. In the US, big tech companies are being granted the right to develop databases. And here in the UK where I am, COVID passports are being discussed as a way of demonstrating whether or not you've had a COVID vaccine. Is it right that big tech companies and the state are given the power to determine whether or not you can enjoy everyday freedoms? Are we moving towards ID cards by stealth and further empowering massive centralized authorities that we have good reason to distrust?
As more and more Americans are getting inoculated against COVID-19, the idea of so-called vaccine passports has emerged as a point of contention. Vaccine passports would be a form of ID to gain entry to certain businesses or cultural events that require patrons to be vaccinated.
There's a slight distinction in the way this is being rolled out in the US versus the UK. Because we have the infrastructure in the UK, i.e. a National Health Service, this is something that can be mandated at a state level. In the US, which is a more corporatized country, you can see that this power and authority has been granted to big corporations. In both cases, it's under the auspices of a return to normal life.
With no national standard, states, companies, and healthcare providers are now coming up with their own options, while overseas, many European countries and global airlines are pushing their own vaccine passports, hoping to jumpstart tourism.
That's an interesting way of bypassing it being a state decision, isn't it? Like, if an airline company says, we're not willing to let you on our planes unless you can prove that you've been vaccinated, the position we find ourselves in is, if you want to enjoy or participate in ordinary life, you're going to have to take new measures.
And Israel already using vaccine passes, giving those vaccinated access to hotels, gyms, music venues, and even cruises. Royal Caribbean restarting vaccine-only cruises from Israel in May.
I suppose one of the risks is that it creates a two-tier society, that people that have been vaccinated and can provide proof of it will have access to all manner of utilities that will be denied to people that either don't want to have a vaccine, can't afford a vaccine, are suspicious of vaccines, don't participate in life. You know, there are all sorts of other social issues that come to the forefront, economic issues, race and class issues that are all highlighted by something like a mandated passport. Not to mention the idea that we were assured that there would never be an ID card, and a COVID passport in this country is an ID card by another name. Stephanie Hare in The Guardian said, for months, ministers have been telling us that there are no plans for vaccine passports while funding 8 pilot schemes to test them. Matt Hancock said, the health secretary, we're not a papers-carrying country, yet here we are with the government reviewing plans to become just that. My personal feelings are that the institutions that have the power to carry this out have not behaved in a way that engenders trust. Up until now, on Under the Skin soon, we have Edward Snowden as a guest who risked his own safety and sanity and liberty to bring to the wider public the way that American government agencies behave in regard to data. We're now on the precipice of granting those very institutions, agencies and companies unprecedented abilities to control our lives and our freedoms. In the end, this issue becomes not about the pandemic, but about trust and who we grant authority to and how they may use that authority.
The Cabinet Office Minister, Michael Gove, says the government is studying a green pass system used in Israel.
If the plan does require legislation, the government may try to win over the rebels by promising it'll only be temporary, perhaps for no more than a year.
Firstly, if it does require legislation, surely something this radical does require legislation, and assurances that it might be temporary, for me, don't feel that comforting, because I feel like that when 9/11 happened, for example, the Patriot Act was introduced in America, new government powers were granted. Typically, when governments are granted temporary powers, those powers are seldom repealed. This could be a pivotal moment in history. Often, disasters and times of crisis are used to leverage further power for already powerful entities. Read Naomi Klein's Shock Doctrines. There's a long precedent for this technique. Find a problem, provide a solution to that problem. The solution to that problem impedes freedom of ordinary people. And for me, it raises huge questions about the way that we organize power more generally, about how power is centralized. The idea of this becoming potentially a global plan that affects our abilities to travel, to interact, to communicate, to enjoy leisure activities is dizzying.
It draws concerns about privacy, about discrimination, even technically, given that we don't have a national healthcare system and therefore no database. So the question is not really, can the government do it? But if they legally collect it, which they could, how do they then collect it, store it? Who has access to that information, and what do they actually do with it?
So even though there's a distinction between how this is playing out in the UK and the US, you end up at the same endpoint. If you want to enjoy an ordinary life, you are going to require ID. And how that ID ultimately ends up being used is out of your hands. Once the technology exists, the problem exists. The pressure group Liberty warned that vaccine passports could create a two-tier society where unvaccinated people overlap too closely for comfort with those who are already marginalized and discriminated against. Vaccine uptake is lower in black and minority ethnic communities, often with good historical reasons to distrust authority figures. And I would say that that distrust extends to all of us. The fact is that all of us have a right to query and question authority. All of us know that governments make pledges and then rescind them. All of us know that big tech companies behave in ways that are questionable, and these are the very institutions that are going to be granted further power.
A good example is, you know, how does the government ensure that your data is not shared with, let's say, police, immigration officers, employers?
Based on what we already know, how could we be certain that this information wouldn't be shared? Based on what we already know, why wouldn't they share it in that way? Edward Snowden, Julian Assange, figures that exposed the government's use of presumed private data, already revealed to us the way that this situation will likely roll out.
How does the government avoid discriminating against the people who don't yet have access to the vaccine? Also, you could make the argument that younger Americans who are at the end of the line can't quite yet get vaccinated, and therefore they could be discriminated against. And also, what activities are you going to keep Americans from doing who are not vaccinated? That is a big one.
When something suits the interests of the powerful, it's very difficult to stand in its way. We've seen how this pandemic has increased the power of big companies. That makes me query the kind of measures that are taken to remedy the conditions we found ourselves living under. From the same article, once we've built a system that links our identity to our health data and made this a condition of re-entering pubs, cinemas or concerts, or even our workplace, we could link it to other data too, public or private. It's difficult to envisage these decisions ever being repealed. It's difficult to imagine that the companies or states that we grant this power to won't take advantage of the ability to harvest data from other areas of our lives and to make decisions about the kind of places where we work, the kind of access that we're granted to public utilities and amenities, if it's convenient to their ends to do so.
Tech companies are working on...
Welcome to O Ye Dry Bones Radio, the show that brings an esoteric, allegoric view of the past, present, and future events in history. Like most other popular talk radio shows, we do focus on hot topic of the day with particular focus on current politics and the economy. Wow, this is our 7th anniversary, so we are trying to make big things happen for our show, so we humbly ask for a donation. So please go to www.drybonesconnection.news to place your donation. Thanks for listening to the radio.
radio show who brings you fruits of knowledge regarding our history and the talk show where facts matter. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Join us on air on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. with host Dry Bones and Wednesday from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. with host Antoinette by calling 515-605-9343. To listen to our archive of previous shows, go to www.drybonesconnection.news.
There you go. I hope y'all can hear me, Brother D, Brother Wesley, all y'all there. We had a zap. I don't know what happened. Electrical.
Yeah. Hey, bro, check this out. Now, Anthony Rizzo from the Chicago Cubs, the first baseman, he's catching heat now because he's not taking a shot. And even the general manager of the Cubs who spoke out and said, basically, you know, he's not with that. Everybody should be vaccinated. But here's the thing about that with the passports and everything. So the governor, he had already said he's not, he said that he's not going to really enforce that. But at the same time, if you want to go back to normal, you're going to have to keep some type of vaccination record on you. You see, the thing is, this whole thing is based on fear. People,
right.
If they call themselves, want to get back to normal, they're going to go take the shot, and they're going to do what they got to do to go to the
right.
sport events
Fair.
Or the grocery stores and everything.
Right.
But there's another
right.
side to this also. A lot of these companies and stuff, even though some of them have said, well, if you're vaccinated, you don't have to come in and wear your mask no more, but some of them still mandating the mask thing regardless. And then there's a lot of people here that taking the shot already, black folks, and they still walking around with a goddamn mask on. That's on them.
That is true.
It's fear.
Right. That is true. A lot,
that's
I see that a lot,
fear,
but,
man.
But it's fear. Now, here's the go. That's what I'm talking about. Excuse me. Dr. You heard Brother Kwame, the brother was with him earlier talking. They going to plan on using this type of fear, but here's the question. They use the fear, but they promote it with black faces. Everything.
Oh, yeah,
that
hey,
I watch,
y'all know, hey, drop on. You know Chris Paul took that shot, right? CP3, he took that shot, man.
Did he? I know.
Yes, sir.
But LeBron won't take the shot. But LeBron won't take the shot. And a lot of NBA
right.
players, football players are saying the same. Now, we got to look at what they're going to do now. If this goes through, I want y'all to realize that they've been telling the truth and the fact. They show it through. They're not going to tell you. They're never going to tell you straight out. But y'all see this Captain Courageous, the hotel guy, and he wants to do a speech against the NBA, but his lawyer is a Chinese lady. And the Chinese lady's like, no, we're not going to do that. He's like, we should go against the NBA. No, we're not going to do that. We're not going to. And she tells him no because we're partners with the hotel industry and the NBA. This is what we've been saying.
And don't be surprised that the Phoenix Suns end up in the NBA Finals. It's funny you mention that.
Would not be surprised. Because I'm telling you, it's a strange phenomenon going on. And with sports is being used, and Brother D and Brother Eddie, man, on Wednesday night with Antoinette, y'all want to hear more about numbers, go right there on Wednesday night. You get all you need to get to see the big picture. Because obviously, everything is based off these numbers. The whole NBA, you see the Brooklyn Nets out. Milwaukee's a small market. And what happened? Where was Joy Floyd at? So I wouldn't be surprised if I see Minnesota, which is Milwaukee, got a lot of shit happened in Milwaukee for Black Lives Matter. I would not be surprised to see them and maybe the Phoenix Suns. Which
Don't forget about the Hawks. They fuck with Dominique at this restaurant, right?
Oh, they
yeah,
sure did.
Was, what, two and
they sure
yeah.
did. Yeah.
Been,
they said he wasn't wearing their appropriate attire. The appropriate
yeah.
attire at an upscale restaurant. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Wow.
And I've been seeing the Hawk. And I've been seeing the Hawk, man, fly.
Well the Hawk is the Hawk is Horace. What's the Hawk?
Yes,
the Hawk is Horace.
Yes, sir.
If you go on the saw, right? If you go on the damn court, hey, you never know. And all these so-called teams got animal characteristics, so we can't denounce that. I will think this though. I'm gonna say this: the Philadelphia 76ers,
the state that actually forged the biggest coup there was thus far, because that's where your actual capital at is, everybody, is in Pennsylvania. William Penn. That's where your boys are at. Pennsylvania, the Keystone State. That's all I can say for those who don't know what I'm talking about. The Keystone State. That's all. Now, if they play, you know, never know what's going to happen, but it's going to be good. Atlantis, Keystone State, is still all a cult, no matter how you want to play it. Still a cult. So we're going to get deep into this. We got another how long to go. We're going to keep it moving. We did get a zap. I was able to use a phone, but something happened here that zapped the whole court. Let's go with what we've been talking about so far. I mean, if the COVID vaccine, DeSantis of Florida, did win a victory over Royal Caribbean. Now, Royal Caribbean is actually the controller of the Miami Heat, everybody, Nikki Arison. Now, why would Nikki Arison want this? I don't know. I really don't know why he's Greek. He's a Greek shipping tycoon. You know, pirate war is in effect. Anytime you can go against a shipping company, that means you got a shipping dock that's important. Florida is very important, and Fort Lauderdale is very important, and so is Tampa Bay, and so is Jacksonville also. So those are our port cities. Y'all better look at your port cities. Find out if your containers, you can do it. Just go to container.com, commercial shipping. You'll be able to see some type of format they'll give you where you can see how much shipping comes to your state. And if you are not getting, if your grocery stores don't look like some of ours and some of the Midwest, if you empty on major shit,
Hey, remember I told you a few weeks ago the finish line shoe stores here, they're practically out of shoes, all of them.
All them Chinese shoes, eh? All that shit made in China.
Well, sure, baby bought out the whole stock from Foot Locker to take over to his community. I mean, really, sneakers? Why couldn't you just fund them to help the people pay their bills or something? You for a tax write-off, you do sneakers.
But see, exactly. That shows you where the mentality of some of our people are at. It ain't about, you know, like I said, the food or giving money to do any type of investment to open up businesses, whatever. It's about that material bullshit.
Well, like I said before, each of your reasons is very important to this program. So if your reasons on the line, I need a report. I'm going to tell you what the pandemic committee that no one talks about wasn't even on your news. That's how you know news is controlled. Anybody believes the news, even if it's your father, mother, everything, I mean, be happy, but they lie. But you can't take that as credible sources any longer if they're watching news that is definitely not telling you they had a COVID committee meeting. But here's what they said. Klaus Schwab admitted, he says, quote, "A pandemic is when 5% of the world population dies, like the Black Death." Then he goes on to say, "Probably cause this is outrageous here. What I'm about to read to y'all is not coming from me. So if those of you are hearing it, trying to say, oh, dry bones, make note. This comes out of a publication that watches Zionist people. So this is what it says. Y'all let me know if y'all think this is lying. The probable cause of the Zionist bioweapon injected into the troops at Fort Riley, Kansas, on October 2019, and keeping in the prediction of the great Zionist prophet Klaus Schwab, vaccine genocider Bill Gates, and the husband and his husband male team up with Johns Hopkins Hospital, is the Zion World Economic Forum. It says that the COVID vaccine was the number one thing talked about. October 2019 training exercises was signaled to go live. Stage was now closed for the Operation COVID Hoax. Master number 33. This is coming up. That's not me saying this. This is coming up their own shit. The Zionists launched Operation COVID on March 11, 2020. Originally based in the Rockefeller Lockstep document from 2010. Document was titled by B'nai B'rith. And was used as the wild goose stepping Zionists act as lockstep toward the aim of genocide. Many groomed Gentiles by means of Zionist COVID lethal injection. So they're saying that this is what is called Zion COVID lethal injection, called the COVID jab. Goes on
to
say, it's not me saying, this is what they say now, that the modus operandi and how the Zionist COVID lethal injection sterilizes and kills his victim is by entering the bloodstream through a circulative spike protein throughout the body, which attacks the ovaries and the liver.
Didn't Ice Cube name his second album, his third album was called Lethal Injection, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, Lethal Injection. And that's why he's sitting at the top with a basketball team, so he can look good.
Right.
His fourth album.
This is not me talking. This is their own people talking. I mean, I might have to play Klaus Schwab so you can hear what the
Well, you know, he created that World Economic Forum in 1971. So
right.
It was a lot of shit going on back on between 71 and 72.
Oh,
that
man,
we little kids.
I'm only 10 years old in 72.
We lived through that. Yes, sir. That was when I was having a good time.
We didn't know we was having all this bullshit going on. We having a good time.
That's right. Yes, sir.
72. Shit. 77 was about, we had some of the greatest, I'm just telling people, look, history is a mother. But when you look at what's been happening during our shortened term of life, 72, I have no idea. 89, when the president says a woman, I didn't even know he made that speech. That's how you know they got us under some dumb shit. Because I had no idea he would predict a woman would only be president through a death of a man. So death is part of this plan. And so, again, we're looking at the same thing we're talking about. All of us are saying is, you will be more awakened and aware when you know what's going to happen. You won't be as scared. See, the fearful will be in the adrenaline they need. The zombies need your fear.
That's right.
Think about
that low vibration, man. That's low vibration. They need that. They eat off that.
And then in the movie of the Night of the Living Dead, the black man was a hero.
All the time.
Wow. And he gets killed on some dumb shit. That's how you know you got to pay attention to what's going on. They're trying to tell you, we can save ourselves, all of us. I don't know where you're surrounded, but like Brother Kwame say, if he able to have that type of crystals and all that around him, he blessed. Us in other urban areas don't have that. So we can't look for that in your area because he got it in his quadrant or his sector, because America will go into different sectors.
But you could also get that 528 hertz, man. That's around the planet, the universe, that 528 hertz.
We ain't going to deny that.
That reveals your DNA, your DNA. That breaks you off, man, of defeating all this shit, man. It'll reveal your DNA.
But that's why they want you to take the shot. That's why I play this stuff, because you just said it. You just hit it. I didn't even have to say it. You said it for us. The reason why they want you to take the shot so you cannot get harmonized. You can't become harmonic with the nature. Because if you take the shot, they already know they got chemtrails, which already been affecting you. And like the sister said, I don't know how many chemtrails you might have nanobots in you already, just to know. But they know the final dose needed to make true bots. Like, you know, that's amazing. They had the movies, the Transformers. These bots that they put in us can actually transform. With the shot now, can not only transform you, but it could make you into a zombie. Why you think black folks and everybody, like the man said earlier, they getting mad quicker? They get mad quicker. Are you going to kill somebody with a fucking mile? But I bet if we did the research, everybody, we can't do it, but I wish we could. If we were to see what type of phone they had on them when they did this, or when they do these things, I bet you that phone would connect us to everything.
I bet you the iPhone might
flip it out on airplanes now, man. I mean, when they hit it with that Wi-Fi, with that box, the airplanes, man. They got people
airplane.
Out they
the fighting airplane on airplane.
Now.
Correct. That's right. They've been fighting on airplanes for the past 3 to 4 months now on a regular.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if y'all see it, but we see it here. We see it here. In Miami, they go berserk on
it. It ain't just black people, too, now.
Everybody,
that's right.
No, I'm just looking at, no, I'm looking
everybody
at everybody, but I'm just saying.
Wi-Fi, man,
because
with that 5G.
But I know, yeah, white folks are doing some, remember, let me just say this to white folks. So I know you're listening. White folks, you listen. I know y'all. Hey, this is the first time you ever in your history at this point in America time. You are now on the terrorist. You're on the terrorist list. They got white folks on the first and foremost. Your own white president, Joe Biden, who y'all voted for and love, said, who's the biggest danger? White supremacists. That's what he said, everybody. So black folks, just sit back. Sit back. Get a beer.
Because, see, a lot of whites not even taking their shot, man. A lot of white folks not taking them shots.
No, they're right, but there are a lot who have. I know a lot who have here. I can't speak for your area. But in my area, they act like, because remember, there's a lot of liberal individuals here who are of what we just said earlier, that persuasion that wants to get. See, Israel, for those of you who know the Bible, and those of you all the Hebrews out there listening, it's strange that Israel, y'all should even be really kind of upset that they got Israel, the number one promoter of the passport and the vaccine. All the technology in Israel. Why
see,
am I mad?
Right now, we got a choice now. It's all what the people go for, okay? And it's a remnant of us ain't going for this bullshit. So they're the one that they're trying to knock us off.
You
don't
said the right word.
Get the information out. And them shots is making these women Mr. Peers, man. It messed up these women Mr. Peers, man.
That's right. That's
okay?
What I've heard, too.
And Israel also have the original books, Book of Enoch. They supposedly have all their books. So
they
Israel play both sides, the Republicans and the Democrats,
and
it's a third of them in the Congress.
And ain't that smart, though? Well, let's be honest with everybody. Wouldn't it be smart for black folks to be on both sides if they really want to gain power? Wouldn't it be smart to play them, like be on both sides? And then in our secret meeting, we on our side. See, we don't think that way. So I think that's pretty ingenious that I'm going to be in both sides and control both of them. We got to start, and we got a lot of blacks in power. Lots. They're only on one side. They not on both sides.
That's what
you
the rich
them,
do,
why?
Man. Hey, that's what the rich do. They back both parties, man. That's what the rich lobbyists do.
Parties.
They play both parties.
Right.
So they all going to win. That's how
Thank
they win.
You back both parties. Now I'm going to talk to Atlanta because I know they got Atlanta Falcons want to win. I mean, Atlanta Falcons, no, they ain't going to never win. Atlanta Hawks may win. But let's just say this. MLK, they wear MLK uniforms, and they wearing all this MLK stuff. But the biggest, and I'm just going to play this for y'all because just a few minutes, because, you know, to watch y'all play basketball and then got the MLK stuff on and pretending to be part of Martin Luther King and all the bullshit that y'all getting rich from, and to realize you never played this speech for people on a regular basis, it would eat the whole ideology up, wouldn't it? But since I ain't a part of y'all shit, I'm going to give y'all some shit.
I have a dream. My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
I must confess that that dream that I had that day has at many points turned into a nightmare. Now, I'm not one to lose hope. I keep on hoping. I still have faith in the future. But I've had to analyze many things over the last few years, and I would say over the last few months. I've gone through a lot of soul-searching and agonizing moments. And I've come to see that we have many more difficult days ahead, and some of the old optimism was a little superficial, and now it must be tempered with a solid realism. And I think the realistic fact is that we still have a long, long way to go, and that we are involved in a war on Asian soil, which, if not checked and stopped, can poison the very soul of our nation. I'm not going to say that all of our problems will be solved if the war in Vietnam is ended, but I do say that the war makes it infinitely more difficult to deal with these problems. When a nation becomes obsessed with the guns of war, it loses its social perspective, and programs of social uplift suffer. This is just a fact of history, so that we do face many more difficulties as a result of the war. It's much more difficult to really arouse a conscience during a time of war. That is something about a war like this that makes people insensitive. It dulls the conscience. It strengthens the forces of reaction, and it brings into being bitterness and hatred and violence. I think the biggest problem now is that we got our gains over the last 12 years at bargain rate, so to speak. It didn't cost the nation anything. In fact, it helped the economic side of the nation to integrate lunch counters and public accommodations. It didn't cost the nation anything to get the right to vote established. And now we are confronting issues that cannot be solved without costing the nation billions of dollars. Now, I think this is where we're getting our greatest resistance. They may put
there it... There you go. I'm going to leave it right there. Now, that's, to those of you in Atlanta listening, Georgia listening, you know, it really does a disservice to the legacy when you leave out the facts. You heard
hey,
he said facts.
On.
He mentioned facts
hey,
three times.
On.
Go ahead.
I just sent you a clip with Dr. King saying he's black and proud. He's signing his own, take a pen and sign your own Emancipation Proclamation. Okay, I just sent you a clip of that, man. We used to be busting
mm-hmm.
the truth.
Yeah, he busted. He busted the truth
out.
Right there. The number one speech, the base, the mind, was I have a dream. But never was it ever showed us that he said on that day, I could have been a little overzealous because it's a nightmare now. It's a nightmare. That's what the man just told you. It's a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can't come to grips with the reality, what you see on TV is superficial bullshit. By you seeing Black Lives Matter, that's bullshit. How Black Lives Matter if Dr. King told you when you're wearing these uniforms all through Atlanta, he said, you know, I by now I don't even know, but I'm thinking it's real no more. This thing, and money. And you just heard, man, Dr. Kwame told you, said, Dr. Randy Short, Dr. Short told you that Sheila Jackson Lee said, ain't going to be no money. So what the fuck is this reparation bullshit about then? Why are we going along with it? So these are the things you fighting every day, the stupid fit. That's why you got to keep your vibration on high. It's going to be hard to do, especially when they start to realize that the vibrational changing of your relatives, your friends, your family members who took this shot, and you start to see some shit going on that you scared and you don't want to tell, but they having problems now. Can't remember, no period. Don't know why they changing. Don't know why they hyper. Don't know why they blood pressure.
Women having miscarriages.
Yeah.
They took that damn shot.
Yeah. Because the shot could be designed.
They had a 22-month-old baby started her period, man. 22-month-old baby, they gave a shot to her. She's having her period. A little girl.
Wow.
So you ask yourself, now, I've never seen in my little short period of time a promotion for a shot of this magnitude where they got for celebrities, everybody.
John Legend,
you name it, wants you to take a shot, wants you to do this for the COVID. Now, if it's real, and I just told you, this come out their own manifesto, not mine. It attacks the ovaries, it said, and the liver. Those are vital organs. Vital. Those organs are
brain
immense.
Too, man.
So your,
blood clot.
Oh,
blood clot.
All I know is right now.
Clot.
Yeah.
So basically,
clot,
it's constructed to kill off the womb, destruction of the womb.
But this is got to be by eugenics. You people, remember, they went to the same church that Margaret Springer went to 2 weeks ago. Fauci and Biden's wife.
Abyssinia.
That was a good show. Y'all didn't hear that.
Hey,
y'all did not hear
Kamala
that program. Y'all should have
heard
that program.
That shot. Kamala, that comedian was down here Friday. Kamala, that shot, man.
Where? In Georgia? She was in Georgia?
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow. Wow. Did not know that. Did not know that.
Does she have children?
I'm having a hard
time. Kamala Harris or whatever. Does she have kids?
Not that I know of. I don't think so. No, she ain't got
no. Oh, yeah, she's going to promote the stock. She's going to promote it. Definitely.
Go ahead. All I can say to everybody is, if they got this, if they doing this, now, for some strange reason, the Christian world, which is many of your relatives, many island people are Christian, and many Latin people are Christian. This is a fact. If they believe in the Bible so much, they cannot tell me they do, because how are you going to go along with something that says is almost quite associated to the script of the mark of the beast?
Not necessarily. Remember, the Catholic Church, they on Joe Biden's ass now about forcing people to take that shot. That this is the Catholic Church. Now, the rest of the churches, they in on
it.
You can't get communion. Yes, they say you can't get communion.
No,
that's a good point.
They
right.
Biden's ass about abortion, man, about abortions.
By abortion.
So they said,
about
how
about
many damn nuns had abortion when they was fucking them priests? Okay,
right.
Go over the Vatican and see all them dead graves. I dig them
and
up.
Thank you. Good point, man. Good point. Remember, the Vatican been screwing kids and everything for years, and having babies and putting them in mass grave. They got, you know, like Kwame said a couple of weeks ago, Canada just announced it not too long ago. They announced it that they had. Now, according to what I heard, Georgetown University claims they're going to pay reparations. I mean, for real. So who ain't going to give it to us? So they think by giving it to a small amount of people, we're supposed to be happy for what happened to a mass amount of people. Because those who don't know the numbers that day, it was 250,000 people in Galveston that were slaves. That's a lot of people. That's a quarter of a million people who were slaves in Galveston. Just Galveston. Not the state, just Galveston. 250,000 people were enslaved. People
we
outnumber
their ass, man. We outnumber them, and they got us so brainwashed that we think we the minority when we the majority.
Well,
we
I agree. I've been hearing that all my life, that we was the majority. And I can see without a majority. If we go by color, yes, we are. If we go by ethnicity or tribal, we different in different ways. Every group may be black as hell, but does not have the same ideology. So, yeah, black people are the minority or the majority of the planet, and there's no doubt about that whatsoever. The question is, if we are the majority and if we are the most group that's being used to reprocreate and so forth, why us, and then what is our purpose if we are going along with it full force? Because we definitely going along with this program of having sex with many people. Even the Vietnam War, I didn't know this, but I didn't realize family members screwing all these damn Vietnamese, got all these damn kids over there. They just find out later on they got to pay child support once they come over here. So the thing is,
I'm appalled. I just found out that they made a statue of George Floyd like he was Martin Luther King, like he really did something.
No, they want to.
They got
George Floyd.
He was an awful human being. Awful human being.
George Floyd. Yeah, he raped. He actually assaulted a woman at gunpoint who was pregnant. He did a whole bunch of crime. I'm not saying she died, so don't go overboard, everybody. But what I'm saying is, this is how we doing the modern. So the modern right now is being based on what white folks want, because they figure, let's find the most defiled person we can. Yeah, but let's find the most defiled person we can kill. That's a sacrifice. We don't get a good person. We get somebody who's a sacrifice that we can make do. That's why I'm telling y'all, if they unloading criminals in your city, what you think gonna happen to y'all? If you that crazy to think it's okay to unload a bunch of criminals, and you hate the white man so much, you claim the white man was a criminal. Somebody making a lot of noise, so just mute yourself. Just mute yourself. Just mute yourself.
You have to go make.
Why can't you mute yourself? I mean, I gotta mute you now. Look, if you want to say the white man is the criminal, because y'all know this, we've been taught this, he came over here, he unleashed the prisons. Obviously, that wasn't a great idea to you, right? So why this one?
But look what happened. Like, here, that's a good point, brothers. Like, what happened here during the lockdowns? They shut down all the courts and everything, especially the domestic violence courts. And when all that stuff happened, when the quarantines happened, the lockdowns, motherfuckers just start fucking each other up. And then, like,
right.
Now the with the prison system here, they came up with this thing now. If you volunteer to take the shot, we'll let you out early. Now they're saying that Ken Fox was saying, well, we were talking about earlier how now we're going to start letting all these people out with the lesser charges and the marijuana charges or whatever. But like I said, there's something deeper behind that.
If you take the shot is a new ankle bracelet. So take the shot. We let you out because we always got control of where you at.
There was a woman back in 2012 here who killed her two-year-old baby boy. She's at home now, house arrest. How does that happen?
See? Now, let her go kill somebody, and then we'll go get her for our purpose. That's why you see so many Chinese people or Asian people being hit because they're being hit by people who they let out of these crazy asylum or prison. They let them do the crime. He said he did his purpose. Yeah, he did his purpose. All right. Okay, put him back. All right, we'll let him out a little bit. Let him go out.
Doesn't that sound like a little bit like the purge, though?
It's the purge. I'm telling you, it's the start of the purge. The purge already started. It's just that they get into the final phase where we're going to let the – because we don't pay attention, not all of us on this line, of course, but the people that we are having no choice to be around. You got no choice to be around these people. You got no choice to be around zombies. That's why the Night of the Living Dead is so serious, because you don't know what a zombie is.
And you
got to
be
careful.
You got to be careful going out, because just like a couple of nights ago, there was this couple that had went out to a restaurant lounge or something. They were standing outside talking. Dude walked up to him, give me your car. And they kind of like mocked him, whatever. He shot him in the neck and took his damn car.
See?
That's how bold these motherfuckers is getting now.
Now, what
broad daylight, it don't matter.
Apparently, somebody was washing their car at the car wash, and they had the engine running, and a brother just jumped in the damn car, and after the person got through washing it, they jumped in and took it on the clean car. Right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Now, the question I ask y'all, and y'all talk about all the time, if they mutated the DNA and they got the phones, I just watched Verizon the other day on the commercial watching basketball, and they posted T-Mobile is the shit. That's the same company that stops us from having our show going all over the place. It's T-Mobile. Remember we had T-Mobile tell y'all can't come on? Now, T-Mobile, the number one in 5G.
Metro.
Yeah.
Yeah, with Metro.
T-Mobile Metro. Number one in 5G. Number one in 5G, just that sudden.
And how many black people you know who got a T-Mobile phone? It starts in the hood, and it works its way out. This takeover shit is working. It starts in the hood, and it works its way out. It works your way up.
Yep. And I got to admit, what better way to start? After watching all these Juneteenth shows, I'm looking at it, I said, man, that's ingenious what they did. They said, let's start gangster rap. Sure. We'll make NAA and all them get rich. Remember, Jerry Heller, all these are Zionists over the music industry.
Yep.
Tell them they got to play this music. Tell them they got to do this. And what's their reward? They rich today. That's the reward.
Yep.
That's the reward. As long as you promote what we ask you. I watched Ice-T the other day on the Music and the Revolution on TV One. I watched it. You know, I like all that shit with the Public Enemy, all that. I said, well, damn. I stopped looking at Rick Rubin. I said, well, because your mind don't think back then until you see it again. That's why projection of thought can bring revelation. But you said,
right.
Well, I look back, I see what I'm like, Rick Rubin? All of Def Jam is controlled by these people. Yeah.
They just push Russell Simmons out the way.
Right. And all
especially that dude, Khalid. What did they Khalid? I got another one. There go another one. He down there in Miami, too. Khalid, whatever
name.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
Oh, DJ Khalid. What the fuck?
DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled, right.
Yeah, he Palestinian. You know, and I'm saying to myself now, this is what I got a problem with. I ain't got no against none of the people. But, you know, here's a group that's so crazy right now. Every time you listen to us, you heard they said we're going to put them in a problem by putting them in a situation, immigration, the biggest situation ever. What group still links themselves to us? Do you hear the Mexican? I watched Telemundo. just to see it, because it got some good shit on. That's the only station that plays slavery. I hope y'all know. You want to watch a slave show, go to Telemundo. Here it is. And I couldn't figure this out. I said, well, why is Telemundo able to show slave stories so graphic? Well, they Spanish. Ain't that the group that start the shit over here? So, again, we got the wrong
Catholic
ethnic group.
Man, that's why they want them over here, because the Catholic Church,
right.
That's why they let them in.
Right. We just said the Catholic Church over all that, but my point again would be, if these people could show a show and then show all the stuff they show on their TV, I've never seen a show promoting us. But we got all our shows talking about the brown man, the Mexican man. Well, why are you connecting yourself to the Mexican man and he ain't even showed you a bit of connection? Shows you our organizations are globalist control. And they use us because we're the first seed. Why not use the first encounter? Remember, UFO, was that?
Close Encounters of the Third Kind?
Yeah, that was really us. If you want to go with the DNA of
that's
that.
Right.
Whatever encountered us first, or ever encountered the DNA that created us first, or to create the dark gene, whatever you want to call it, Close Encounters of the Third Kind created this, and then from that kind, they claim mankind. So this is what they say in their own books. That's why that movie was made. But if this is the case, why can't we accept the case that something from out of space may have encountered us or give us DNA enhancement or give us whatever it is to create this type of being that is able to still be used today in science as a species of experimentation? That we still use as an experimentation species. So my point to everybody today is, do not take this lightly. Do not take this thing as being, oh, it's conspiracy theories because they want you to think you're crazy. You better look at this thing like this is life and death, like King just told you. We better look at this thing like our whole life depends on knowing what's going on with us. And your whole DNA needs to be knowing what goes on with itself, because our bodies cannot even go to doctors. I say this. Have not been proven yet, but if the COVID virus gets any crazier, we will not be able to use our health care. They will say, did you get tested? If they say no, they're going to say, do you want to be? If you say no, they're going to reject you. I just had a call. I can't name the person, but he got the worst treatment in a hospital ever in South Florida based on the fact that they put him in a COVID, non-COVID ward. It was the worst ward of the hospital. I just got that report. That is a shame. But that's what's going to happen. We're going to get secondary. Those of you stand strong and don't want your DNA to be homogenized to what to call the clone order of COVID. COVID and clone is the same. The clone order, then you will have to make a decision. I can't make it for you. You'll make that own. That's why they say know thyself. And I'm going to leave it on that. I'm going to get y'all in there on the last of this program. Feel free to jump in. But I just going to put that out there that if you continue this plan of not listening to what's happening to the doctors and your medical, and you don't care how you're going to live because you think, oh, everything's okay, you better ask yourself, if they cut anything off, how would you live? That's what you better ask yourself. Let's keep it going.
Well, I know here, the sheriff's office is getting ready to go on strike next week. And one of the reasons why is because, here's the thing. It's more than one tier system. Not the security part. It's the administration, the civilian part, and I think the hospital. Well, I ain't going back there anyway, so I just got my 2-week check and I bounced. But one of the issues was pay, and then they were talking about they want the employees to pay the going up 90%. As far as the medical insurance.
Right.
And the union, we got to pay attention to these unions too, because they're in
that's
on
right.
the globalization shit.
Globalization. That's right. Correct. Correct. The unions, I can speak for them. I hate to say this, but the unions are the liberal branch of the party. They're liberals. Basically, they need to have the working class believe that they are entitled for something that we know we are, but the same token, they claim to be pushing it, but the people in power who control the unions is the ones guiding them into doing certain things, like, let's not show up for school next year, teachers. like September. Make sure every teacher wants her. She won't teach unless her classroom is already vaccinated. That's the stuff you're going to hear in the next few months. Well, I won't return if the school is not vaccinated. This is part of the union talk to get the money to their hierarchy. And everything is a hierarchy, even the unions. Only a small amount get rich. They get everything. I ran for the union. I know I was going to get $1,000 a month extra and a per diem of a lunch, per diem, and a car. Now, the big boys, like the GM boys, they was bringing their people on. They getting buku cash. That generation now is gone. The generation that my father and them grew up with in union that got the big, big pensions, that's over with. You mean him
right.
Talk like that?
The
long
man worked
that's
the Campbell suit.
Right. So you can imagine working for GM, Campbell suit, the big boy companies back in the day, they were able to say, well, you know what? We're going to let you go. We're going to go with good pension. Now,
mm-hmm.
They don't give
American
a damn
can
about
company,
you.
Steel mills, all that
right.
Stuff. That shit is gone
right.
Now.
That's gone. All the good pensions is gone. The only thing they can do now is dissolve the pensions because the older people are old. Our generation, who still got about 15 years or maybe 10 years or even the 5 years to get a 65, depending where you're at, you may not understand that, yeah, we talk a lot of stuff now, but you have never been without food, I don't think. I have, but the grocery stores were destroyed, and you had to go loot for food. See, I'm glad I experienced that now. Oh, I'm so happy.
Look what happened last summer. Well, here, shit, they shut after that damn riot broke out. They damn near, the riots damn near shut everything down more so than the actual COVID restrictions did.
Thank you. Thank you. So you can see what a riot can do to people.
The banks were shut down. They
banks,
tore up the
can't
bank.
Can't get your money. Can't get
wow.
Your money. Think about that. Think that. Can't get no diapers for that baby. Can't get no cigarettes for that girlfriend you with. Can't get no drugs either.
Walmart was
can't
closed. They shut down the Walmart.
Yeah, Walmart. See, people take this thing for granted because, of course, it ain't hit them yet. But, see, I'm glad I was able to have some storms, quite a few of them. So right now, I'm telling you straight up, the cyber attack is in this memo that I got. Y'all gave it to me. I just go look up what y'all saying. I just keep it going until I say, wow, damn, and can't do no more. And, like, it's just this right there. Cyber attack is next, everybody. I hope y'all know that your boy, Sleepy Joe, told him everything to hit. If y'all did not hear his message, which many of you probably didn't even listen, he told him everything not to hit. Now, what that mean? Just look up what he said to the dude. The dude told him everything. What fool tells him what not to hit? You be like, don't bother nothing. But don't hit this. And if you hit this over here, our nuclear plant over here. I mean, so just imagine you, Colorado, during the All-Star game. You go out. No electricity. Y'all better think about what I'm telling y'all. The EMT bombs are real. I don't know why people think these weapons ain't in existence. It's because you ain't had them over you yet. These weapons can be used. They are used all over Israel, Palestine, Africa, parts of Asia, parts of Ukraine.
But we know these cell towers ain't already weaponized?
Oh, dude, I'm going to tell you straight up. I just had a zap. Y'all heard the program with the zap came back, thank goodness. I'm on a cell phone because the actual mic is gone. So I'm telling you that we just had lightning hit the goddamn ground, y'all, and broke up a highway here in Florida. I don't know what's coming down there. Go look at Alligator Alley. We ain't making it up. If those who've been to Florida who never heard of Alligator Alley, those of you know Florida, y'all know what I'm talking about. Hit the ground and broke up parts of the ground. Whatever is coming down here from energy is very powerful. So if it goes out, and y'all just seen the biggest cyber attacks on two major industries, meat and gas. That was a test run. If they do it for a period of time, more than a week, we can't get gas, more than a week, we can't get the meat, people are going to go berserk. They're going to start hoarding because that's what we do as human beings. We hoard. Once you start hoarding, it's on. The purge is on. Now, y'all jump in. I guarantee you the purge will be on.
Well, shit, it already happened last year. Look what happened. Sam's Club, motherfuckers going to Sam's Club buying 6, 7, 8 bundles of damn toilet tissue and paper towels. They had
Thank
to start,
you.
And
that,
water. They had to start putting limit on that shit.
That
was
a test
run.
Started with that goddamn chicken sandwich at Popeye's, man. Niggas going
there you go.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. They ran out of chicken, man. You should have seen these folk ass going berserk when they say they ran out of chicken, man. I had to get out of there before I get caught up in it.
I'm gonna tell you, that is scary, man. People joke on me. People was making jokes on me at work, saying that, man, look at your people for chicken. But I told them, no. Where I live at, it's a bunch of people getting chicken. That Popeyes. I don't know what's in Popeyes, the Sailor Man, but it ain't spinach, whatever the hell it is, because that shit got people wrapped around a corner. If you put a new one up, I actually don't. I'm going to say this about Georgia for y'all. I've never seen a state as much as them around Chick-fil-A, Popeyes, and Zaxby. These people are wrapped around the corner on some.
And up here is churches. Church's Chicken is up here, too.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Church's Chicken still rolling up there, man? Hey, wow.
Yep.
Now, we diminish churches. Churches only like about a few locations. They ain't the churches have diminished. They were big time in the early 90s, early 2000s. They was big time. Everybody had churches. But
KFC is still barely hanging on up here, those two.
Nah, KFC can't go nowhere because of nostalgia. People love KFC for some strange reason. It's the worst chicken to me ever, but I'll just tell you this. I don't eat it, but I will tell you, if you do eat this food out there, if you do,
level urge spices, man, from their grandma. They stole my grandma's recipe, man, with them level urge spices.
Hold on, man. Don't you even come on here talking about your grandma's recipe. If you don't go get the goddamn money, I'll get your money.
Hey, that KFC, what I was telling you about, they ran out of chicken, man. The chef,
yeah,
the dude that's cooking the chicken, he came from about the back room trying to calm people down, and he had that flour and shit all under his nose like he was snorting shit, bro. I say, bro, you snorting the level of the spices. You see, I mean, you like you snorting cocaine, man. I ain't lying, man. No problem. That shit was funny, man.
But you know the funny thing with those chicken restaurants now, they even popping up in the Mexican neighborhoods now here.
No, man. Yes. I'm not going to tell you. Every ethnic group eats Popeyes. I've seen it here in Florida. Every ethnic group. They are in Popeyes. By the dozen. Don't care what group, what you could be Hispanic,
right.
Anglo,
white
you
folks
in there
too.
Eating Popeyes. Yeah, and when I say Anglo, I mean the white folks. Anglo, whatever you want to call them, redneck, backwood, whatever you call them in your area, that's what you call them. All I'm saying is they in there with everybody eating, and be honest with you. I'm going to tell you the places, y'all tell me if I'm lying, that seems to be a part of this. Whole Foods hire strictly black folks where we at here. It's not every Whole Foods is full of black employees. Popeyes, pretty much all black employees. So I don't know. People know that black people serve them food, but we do have groups who say they won't eat from blacks here still in Hispanic neighborhoods that are very, very, I don't know what they are. But if you go to these islands, they cannot deny their blackness because the whole African island is full of black people. So I don't know how they can even get here. But there is a group of Russians who have infiltrated the island and British and Canadians. And they are all over the islands having babies. And they produce these groups that are, you know, on their philosophy. They may not look like they're all white, but their philosophy is from the Fabians, the Orwellian, most of the liberal, most of the so-called socialists and all that's moving into this area. If you are tribalist or anything of one, they claim they're going to pretend like the New World Order means you yourself is in control. That is a lie.
Right.
Agenda 21 will make it sound like you are in control because it's yourself.
It was in that George Soros article.
Dude, that article was the best article. You heard it. I read the whole thing. It took me about 2.5 hours. And I was going in and out, but I was reading. I kept reading and going back and forth. That was 2.5 hours of reading that and looking up notes and looking up stuff. And, man, come on. Come on. You can't. They told you themselves. They said he's an operative. He worked for the person's name. They gave you the name of the person he worked for. They all came out the same economic school. They all came out the same thought. He said we're going to make a rainbow color coalition. They would have got a bunch of dumb, crazy, psychopath female niggas to go along with their bullshit who was broke. It's easy to get a broke person to go along with you. A broke drug addict, black folks.
I've seen a list of all the corporations that George Soros own, man. That fucker owns a lot of damn corporations,
but,
man.
But the article, Brother D, and it was on the link that all y'all was on, if you read that link, it actually said the British took him in as a cover. Make him look like put him on the news. Make him look big. And he said he had to do it because he come out of the same philosophy. He said that his teacher was the reason for the open society. His teacher gave him the idea. I read the whole thing. His teacher gave him the whole thing. I looked at the teachers. The teacher and them come out the same class as Jane Rollins of Harry Potter.
Yeah, London School of Economics.
Adolf Hitler, man. He started off with Adolf Hitler, man. Catching people at the damn
Hitler,
camp, stealing their gold,
I'm with you.
Shit out of their mouth.
Now, I'm going to tell you, Adolf Hitler is a very strange kid. And Monday, we're going to do a show on Hitler. All of y'all jump in. Please help out with that one because people got this conception, but Hitler... I hate to say that. I don't know if people don't know about this, but he treated Jesse Owens and them, but they even wrote, said, we've never been treated this way in our life. And paid for their funerals. So
wow.
I don't know about the Germans. See, people don't want to admit that Max Schmeling paid for Joe Louis' funeral. They don't even know. Max Schmeling, the German, and they don't want to even know that all the lies they said about Hitler. First thing he did was said Jesse Owens was the greatest specimen that he ever seen. Now, I don't know how you can say that. I can read it. They own German. And then, let's be honest, he was financed by his own people that say they hate him. Now, the Jews, I'm talking about the bankers, not the people. The people are Kaiser.
Prescott Bush. That's right.
Ford, all of them. Y'all know. I'm just saying, how can we watch this, listen to this, and look at what Ford doing? Ford about to be even richer. They bring him back the Bronco. I said, damn, bro, that's amazing. They could bring back the Bronco.
The OJ Mobile.
Ain't that something?
But you know, they releasing our brand new line of electric cars, too, now.
Yeah. But see, that's why you know Biden wasn't lying. Biden was telling the truth when he said that they was going to the auto industry was going in that way because, again, he was told to say that. They knew that that's what they're going to do because Tesla and them all got – remember, by the time we are old, everybody, which, you know, maybe next 10 to 15 years for most of us, before you can really say this generation will want